This podcast is brought to you by Baboon's Baboony Bouncy Barrel Balloons. Bored of those stale-ass clown balloon animals? Don't you want your six-year-old kid's birthday party to be a baboony blast and impress that hot single mom coworker who brought her kid? Well, worry not, friends. Baboon's Baboony Bouncy Barrel Balloons are a new smash at parties, so you can get your smash on later on. Wink, wink. It's more than meets the eye. Oh, shit, wrong slogan. It's a good time. Baboon's... Baboony Bouncy Barrel Balloons, now available in your local party and adult stores.
Yep. What up, everybody? It's the Kung Fu Kings of Geek Dome podcast.
Yeah.
What a hell of an episode for you tonight.
It's going to be good.
Well, whenever you guys listen to it, because I don't know when you're going to listen to it. But we have a really big-ass episode for you.
Yeah, we do.
Got the
it's
brackets.
Got a big ass.
We got the brackets in our theme this
it's
time.
It's got a huge ass this episode.
Our theme this time. Prepare for your baboony.
Baboony ass.
Baboony asses. We have a baboony bracket episode.
Everything's yeah. Baboony.
Of dumb everything's movie character thing. Costumes. That's our theme this time.
All your favorites.
Movie characters in dumb costumes.
Who want to introduce our debaters this week that we got going on?
Our debaters are Hiram the Tiger Johnson.
Of course you would say your own name first.
Yeah. And you then to my, piece to of my shit. Actual left, not my virtual left.
No, he's really here in studio.
Really
it's live.
Here in studio. We're all in here studio.
We're all alive.
It's Jake the Dragon Smith, baby. And then, to my actual literal right, is the man, the legend, James Halley with the legendary soundboard!
Yeah, we got the soundboard today.
Yeah, we got the
ready?
Soundboard.
Was that a soundboard? Nice.
And then, guesting
the key.
For the first time is my main squeeze, not me, 16 Mercers.
You heard it here first on the air.
That's not right. And then, returning again with a legendary guest appearance, as per usual, is Rachel.
Rachel. The Leech's Weech's
Rachel,
hashtag.
Leechy Weechy's Leech.
Leeches.
All right, let's get this
that
going,
that is my
y'all.
Middle name.
Let's get Leechies. This going.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
All right, so guys,
Rachel,
guys.
Leechy Leeches.
Oh,
guys,
Jesus.
Fellas, order in the court. Order in the court.
All right, you need a gavel sound.
I know, I do. But for now, I'll just settle for this.
I mean, it's pretty much the same. Do we have a sound for when we do the ding ding?
Yes, I got that this time. Last time I forgot, but this
excellent.
Time I was prepared.
Oh, you're so good. I was prepared. All right,
guys. I'll be running the bracket this week because it's on my computer. Right, I'll announce every round. I want a clean fight.
Clean. All right.
All right, fellas. And in the event
it's
of a tie,
good. I can feel it.
Our judges. 16 and Wee. Leech Weech McGeech.
Leech Weech McGeech.
McGeechies.
They'll be
McGeechies Weechies.
McGeechies.
McGoogles.
All right.
So we got to fight to the death between all these people, all these movie characters.
They're
going to
kill each other. Yeah.
All right. So who's ready to get started? Let's intro
so
this thing.
God damn it.
I wish Spielberg would sue us just so we didn't have to do that. God.
Spielberg's too nice. He'd probably listen to our podcast.
He'd just be one less button to press.
Yeah,
he wouldn't.
I love it.
Actually, let's be honest. Spielberg wouldn't make it far enough into our podcast to hear it.
He'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
He's so old.
He's so old.
All right, you ready? Announce the bracket, my man.
All right. Round one.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
You heard it here, lady.
We have.
We got
Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
From Batman.
V Robin.
Dawn of End of Franchise.
French Fries.
Franchise.
Oh.
Dawn of French Fries.
Versus.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is a tough one.
Oh, nice. I'm so excited. I hope it's.
Kenan Thompson from Fat Albert.
Oh, no. Right out of the gate, though?
Yeah, right out of the gate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Okay,
guys,
so
this but is they're fighting to the death. That's the problem.
Yeah,
because Mr. Freeze has his Freezy gun. Am I right?
Well, yeah, but
here's the thing. Fat Albert has super speed.
No, but he can fucking freeze Fat Albert, bro.
Not if he's so fast. He's got to be able to hit him with the blast.
And like Fat Albert is so nice.
But what does he do when he gets to? He's so nice. Yeah, he's so not nice, gonna kill anybody.
Like, you know, he's like, man, you don't have to be so ice cold, Mr. Freeze.
Oh, and then he warms his heart.
Yeah, he warms his heart.
Oh, he can turn bad.
Because Mr. Freeze,
he can turn bad guys good. Rachel's shaking her head.
No.
You don't like that?
Because Mr. Freeze
just. He'll blast them.
So. Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
You heard it there. He'll blast them.
Have you, I don't know. Rachel, I'm going to address the judges for a second.
Okay. All right.
Have you seen Fat Albert, the masterpiece?
She knows of Fat Albert.
Yeah. Did you know that in the film, he runs faster than the captain
fours.
Of the track? No.
You're going to say that.
He runs faster than the captain of the track team.
But not by much.
No, yes, by much.
In the
no. He was going easy on him. He was just jogging and he was running backwards.
He was on a treadmill. We all knew it.
Hey, Reggie, this is a good exercise. All right, see ya.
And he was like, no.
And like, he'll do that to Mr. Freeze.
Is that all he can do? Just run moderately speedy?
Yeah, it's really not
that. Well, he can also jump through
televisions.
Yeah, he can jump through
portals. He can travel through televisions.
Would you say produces enough body heat to melt any ice?
Oh, whoa, we're getting true. Scientific on it.
If he runs fast enough...
While he's encased in ice?
Yeah.
The friction.
How do you run while you're encased in ice?
No. I'm saying...
All the carbon dioxide that he's burning. No, carbon
dioxide?
Carbs.
I got the answer. Carbs.
Bread.
Hey, guys.
I don't know.
Guys, think about this.
He burns so many calories that it burns the ice.
Guys, think about this. If he's running so fast, he's generating so much friction, the ice will be useless.
Because
he'll be so hot running,
his
the ice will melt immediately.
But we haven't said that he runs that fast.
He does.
Yeah, what's his top speed?
Moderately speedy.
No, but he was going easy on that guy. He was running backwards.
We don't know his full potential.
He was actually, when he's running, he turns backwards, and then he waves at him, and then he passes him up.
If he went full speed, how fast do you think he could go?
Yeah, was like, blah, 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 run faster.
Well, speed is one thing.
But he doesn't have Mushmouth with him, though.
Oh, yeah, it's just him.
It's just him. There's no Mushmouth.
Because he normally has an entourage.
Well, does Mr. Freeze have his hockey-playing skater guys?
He's too busy thinking of punny things to say.
Who? Oh, he's sick.
Yeah, he takes too long thinking about his puns. That's his
point. He has so many good puns for
Fat
Albert. Fat
Albert probably has a weakness for puns.
He would he'd stop to laugh, and he'd be like,
let's kick some ice.
And then he'd kill him.
Hey, you're real funny, Mr. Freeze.
And then he'd shoot him with an icicle, and it would pierce his body, and he'd die.
His fat body.
He would die blood loss.
There's so much, fat.
I know, to aim for. Oh, he could deflect his icicles.
Plus, Mr. Freeze has his protective suit thing going on.
I know, that's the thing, but all you got to
do. What about the scene where he's shirtless?
Yeah, but he's in his ice layer.
But in this scenario, is he shirtless?
Here's the thing.
Well,
he's
got to have his equipment.
In the movie,
equipment.
Fat Albert refused to take off his clothes to change his clothes because he didn't know what was underneath it.
He has no body underneath.
Well, I don't know how that
we don't know what's underneath
helps him in the fight.
Shirt.
All right, we got to decide, though.
All right.
We got to put an end to this battle.
All
right.
You've heard all the things, so you guys got to pick.
Yeah.
And then if you can't pick, we'll get one of us to...
I thought that was the opposite of how
No, I know, but they look like they're about to not agree.
They can't pick the majority rules.
All right.
We'll just all take it to a vote. All
right.
If you guys can't agree, then we'll just all vote.
All right, who is it?
Because we do have an uneven.
Well,
what do you
have
say?
To agree?
No. Say your thing.
If you can't agree, then we'll just take a majority vote. This is a terrible system.
Because there's five of us.
Yeah,
well, I thought they would agree a lot, but they, it's all right.
Well, I think they did.
I didn't know it'd be so divisive. The Mr. Freeze and the Fat Albert movie. That's Fat Albert running, dude. That's the sound of Fat Albert.
At a real risk here because they're disagreeing with.
Like this is the sound of Fat Albert running.
Fat Albert's taking off. He's like.
All right, guys.
Like
say what you.
I'm gonna go with Mr. Freeze because his only superpower is that he runs slightly faster than a high school boy.
Look, if Mr.
Freeze
jumps through
time,
wait a second.
Wait,
no.
He jumps through different dimensions.
Eyes closed.
We did say though. That he jumps through televisions.
What was that?
So?
Into different dimensions.
Like, if Mr. Freeze and Fat Albert were fighting...
All right,
are there any
televisions
store?
in this cavern that they're in?
It's a TV store.
I like that you've imagined they're fighting in a cavern.
Look, I'm thinking of arenas here. Like, there's got to be a situation.
I'm imagining they're in that ice rink that they fight Mr. Freeze in.
So there's an advantage on his
side. The Fat Albert definitely can't win because, he'll be slipping.
Yeah, he's slipping.
Oh, exactly.
That settles it.
He could feel him over.
This is a tragedy. I love Fat Albert.
Unless the ice rink is like
it's
one of those frozen TV sets.
All right.
And then he can jump in
guys.
there.
Guys,
It's Mr. Freeze.
It's settled. It's Mr. Freeze. I'm sorry. All right.
Woo.
Damn. Keenan Thompson's already out.
Man, I thought he was going to make it so far.
He was up against such a powerful contender.
I know. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
It was right out. What are you going to do? It was quite a fight.
Oops. I know.
He tried.
He tried really hard. All right. Here we go. Second. Are you ready?
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
I'm just stalling. I'm so excited for round two.
I fixed it.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, yeah.
Baboons, bouncy balloons.
Yeah, baboons, bouncy balloons. Bye-bye.
Are you bored of these stale-ass clown balloon animals? Don't you want our six-year-old kid's birthday? What the hell?
Dude, Hiram, I don't know how you came up. I mean, these are real ads.
These are real ads. Thank you for the money, bouncy baboons balloons.
It's Baboons Company. Baboons Co.
All right, round two. Are you guys ready? I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
Well, I can.
I'm
it.
So stoked.
I'm ready,
for round
but I don't
two.
Know if I'm ready, Freddy.
It's Larry.
Larry. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know how to work this thing.
Did you lose the bracket?
That's like the same thing that like that's the same issue I had when I was trying to work it.
Oh, it's Gucci. Oopsie.
The well, podcast
let's
just
knows. Move on. We'll move on to the next one. All right, it's dead air.
When it's dead air, you need to play the death chime.
Got it.
All right, round two. Are we
Fat
good?
Fat Albert
round
dying.
All right, round two.
Who's next?
I mean, my
they're
bad.
Both good. They're both good.
Hey guys, you're shut old up. How seenable here?
It's even worse than ever.
We have. Excuse me. I'm trying to read the round.
Oh my god! Oh, just read it.
We have Bowser and the Koopas from the live-action Super Mario movie versus the Mask from from Son of the Mask.
Oh, it's over.
It's already over.
Because the Son of the Mask is Loki embodied. That's what it is.
The Son?
And he has all the power
I don't know
of Loki.
About that. I
it's think... Loki God of Mischief in the Mask. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I will say this, though.
And he has the power of
I will say this,
shape-shifting.
Like, Bowser...
What can he do from the movie?
Yeah, from the movie, not from the game.
Fuck.
Damn.
No, that's the funny thing about this that's different from the last one is all of the characters kind of suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah, there's not really arguments because they're all terrible.
They're all really bad.
So you
well,
have to argue
like,
the
Bowser looks scary.
I guess he can spook the mask.
Spook
but the mask is so full of whimsy, he can't be spooked.
Oh, yeah, if anything, Bowser would be spooked by him.
I know, and the mask can conjure weapons.
Yeah,
like big ass hammers.
Like super powerful.
I know, and he can Mario become stretchy. Man. You can't really kill the mask.
But then again, like Mario,
because he's
like,
a god.
But then again, Bowser has like Mario, his like arch nemesis, and it's well not well that's not Mario from the game. Just Mario.
Yeah,
and
from
Luigi
the movie.
Mario.
Real Luigi.
From the movie.
Oh yeah, they're both named. Their last name is Mario. His name is Mario, and his brother Luigi Mario. That's hilarious.
Oh my god.
It feels like the only debate is. Me and you right now.
I know.
Yeah. Why couldn't it have been Baratucci?
Luigi Baratucci.
Yeah.
Baratucci.
Mario. Mario.
And then at the end they find out Bowser's full name is Bowser Mario. He's Bowser their long Mario. Lost brother.
That's a plot twist.
What do you... Hiram, who wins?
I would have to give it to
I figured
ass.
It out.
Oh, you got it over there?
Did you really forget to do that? You did that exactly the same. You did that last time.
What?
I'm not listen guys, I don't watch a lot of sports. And
okay.
I don't make a lot of fan brackets.
You don't play a lot of fantasy football.
March Madness coming
up. You did the exact thing last time. In fact, you probably did it twice.
No.
The second time.
Fellas.
Listen, here's my 2 cents.
Oh my Lord.
It had to be two.
The Mask
2 cents.
From Son of the Mask.
He's got it.
Yeah, he's
right.
Probably got it.
He's a guy.
It's like
a,
it's like
well,
three,
and plus,
three,
Bowser
three,
from that movie is just a guy with weird hair. He's just a dude.
Yeah, what does he do in that movie? Can he do anything?
I never
does
saw
he just
movie,
own land?
And he just owns land? like a man.
Well, like assuming, like Wizard Kelly,
well,
dude.
I'm assuming that he has the power to kidnap whoever Princess
oh, he,
that's not Hiram.
He is really skilled at kidnapping.
Yeah, Hiram does this every time. He names things that are powers that are not powers.
Kidnapping.
He has the power to kidnap people.
He really does.
Anyone can kidnap somebody.
It's an ability.
Some of the Mask can't.
I have the power to murder someone.
I'd right, argue that judges, the Mask, if he wanted to kidnap someone, could
my
do it better.
My guy is kind of the Mask, but...
Yeah, it is the Mask, because
yeah.
He's got all the powers.
It's really the most practical option. I don't know why that's a challenge.
This year, there is no Mask.
Good. Well, fellas... Is it the Mask?
I'm sorry, everyone who is rooting for Bowser from the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, but we forgot. And Koopas.
What's happening?
Really
oh, yeah, the Koopas. But the Koopas have tiny
why
heads.
Why am I calling in the Facebook?
But big-ass bodies.
All right, round three, huh? Ready?
They look fugly.
Well, just a second. I'm submitting the scores.
Oh. So, Hiram, how's it going?
Okay. All right, I submitted the scores.
Oh, okay.
Guys, congratulations, Son of the Mask.
I love that movie. Don't you?
Definitely not.
Son of the Mask? It's better than the original.
All right, round three.
Oh, here we go.
Son of the Mask is terrible.
This will be an interesting conversation.
Put that on the record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys, this is going to be a real barn burner of a match.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Freeze and Fat Albert made people mad.
I know. Well, those were like two of my favorite people.
I know.
Our friendship was on the line with that one.
Guys,
I was prepared to hate you guys.
Guys, prepare to burn your barns.
I have so many barns to burn.
Because.
And not enough time.
Four cows.
Because
I huddled them all in the barn.
This round is Eddie Murphy from The Nutty Professor
versus
Ivan Ooze from the Power
Rangers. Oh, shit, though.
Okay, so I have a... Sorry about that.
Hiram.
I have a few things.
He got too excited.
Who are you for, initially?
Oh, God. See, that's the thing, like... Ivan Ooze has so many abilities, and so does Nutty Professor.
I know. Because can't Ivan Ooze become a puddle of ooze?
He can, but...
And I...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's the secret of ooze.
Yeah, it's the secret of the... That's Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, yeah.
No, doesn't Ivan Ooze use ooze to make ooze ability?
Ooze-based henchmen?
Doesn't he make... No, ooze-based weapons,
he can,
dude?
He can make ooze-based... He can make ooze-based henchmen. And the Power Rangers have to fight them. Like, when Pink Ranger was just like, have a nice day, or see you next fall.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Oh, that... No, so... What?
And, like, they did backflips, like, really terribly. Oh,
Billy, that's sorry. Brilliant. That's from
yeah,
that
Billy, that's brilliant.
Billy, that's brilliant. But, okay, so then on the other end...
also possess people.
With his ooze.
With his ooze.
he becomes
no.
ooze and he enters
and then,
their minds.
And then he becomes,
of course.
He penetrates them.
He can ooze penetrate.
A big, giant ooze
Ooh, I don't
monster.
Know about that.
Hey, Ivan can shrink too.
He can shrink
what?
Like Ant Man,
dude.
That's
why we have 16.
I love that 16 just waits. Wait, and she's like,
who,
I got facts for
who
you.
Who here saw the Mighty Wolf and Power Rangers movie? Because I saw that movie.
Hell yeah.
The real movie? The one that just came out?
No.
You mean Saban's Power Rangers? I saw that.
No. I saw it
in theaters.
It was all right.
It was pretty good.
They power bombed the thing, so I like power bombs.
There was a lot of Krispy Kreme. Not a sponsor of the podcast.
There was a lot of Krispy Kreme.
Guys, I don't think there's any competition.
But
also hypnotized.
Did Saban's Power Rangers...
Ivan.
But I don't think we've given
ooze to hypnotize.
Guys, I don't think we've given the Nutty Professor a fair shake.
Right.
Here's the thing. He's a professor.
Well,
he knows things.
He can use equations.
Education.
He knows the science of ooze.
How nutty.
Dude, he can synthesize
he's oozing
a potion
he's oozing
to counteract the
he
ooze.
He tried to do that before this competition.
He could.
He's good at preparing.
That's his power. He has, as Hiram would say,
Hiram
he has
is
the
so pa- ready to yeah. give this point.
But Nutty Professor, you can't have Nutty Professor without mentioning Buddy Love.
Because he becomes Buddy Love.
Buddy Love
like Sheik and Zelda.
Buddy Love has... He has shockingly good looks for Eddie Murphy's looks.
Ivan Ooze would be smitten.
And he has enhanced strength, as you saw when he beat up Dave Chappelle.
He did. Beating up Dave Chappelle's
AKA
heart.
Reggie. So, like...
Dave Chappelle is in The Nutty Professor.
He's a stand-up comedian.
He stand-up,
it's
I've
a,
never
it's like
seen
the best
the
scene in the movie.
He's a stand-up comedian who, like, roasted...
You seen The Nutty Professor?
He roasted,
I saw the poster.
He was the one who roasted Sherman
Dude,
Klump and, like, made Sherman Klump want to become Buddy Love.
The best the scene host. In the movie is when he becomes huge... And then he reaches in through the window and takes somebody's chicken, and then he eats it.
Wait,
so and then he farts really loud and causes an earthquake.
Are you saying he has the power to grow to huge size?
Yes,
he does.
Oh my
and
god!
And his flatulence is beyond compare.
And he can create earthquakes with his flatulence.
He has earthquake powers with flatulence.
Oh my god,
guys, did we forget to put in Norbit?
No, we put it in.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers for Norbit.
Wow.
But Ivan Ooze's ooze, can it counteract powerful earthquake creating flatulence?
From a giant man.
Yeah. Who?
Well, then,
how big
that
is
that? That was a dream
ooze.
Sequence.
Ooze would be hard to get off of. Even
I don't know
even
about
if
that.
Shake it.
Yeah, the ooze gets
you
on.
You think about it. Put it in
16, how much ooze can Ivan become? Infinite
he
ooze?
He can create ooze, you guys.
Oh,
but how long
does
it take?
Wouldn't that just make it a wet fart?
Wow.
That's a good point.
Wow,
that is a good point.
I have an ooze a whole thing is a shart.
Cool.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
He's embarrassed and he goes home. That is the thing, dude. Nutty Professor gets really embarrassed a lot and he would just leave.
So the shame is,
I don't know about that.
The shame.
Nutty Professor is not a big enough threat for the Power Rangers to stop him.
Yeah, because you killed a Nutty Professor like normal size and then he becomes huge.
Unfortunately, they're the worst Power Rangers imaginable.
The Mighty Morphin?
Well, no. The Billy? That version of Mighty Morphin. Because it didn't even have Tommy in it, which is a rip.
Dude, Tommy.
Tommy's the coolest. Best one. And he wasn't even in the movie.
All right, judges. Ivan Ooze or the Nutty Professor?
No, wait, no. Tommy wasn't. Oh,
yeah, he was. That was a good movie.
Yeah, no, it was.
How dare you hire him?
Who doesn't like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
I forget that Tommy was in the. Never mind.
Tommy was
up. He swims up, remember? All right, sorry.
I've not seen either of these movies.
It doesn't matter.
So I'm just.
Based on our arguments.
Yeah,
it's,
on our arguments.
It's supposed to be based on our arguments anyway.
Yeah.
Don't bring in your own bias.
What are you thinking?
BS.
We forgot that Ooze could also create lightning.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's Ooze.
Wait, did you look that up?
It was in an episode, yeah. Ooh. There's got to be the Ooze.
Can he do it in the movie, though? Because
this is...
16th over this is the movie.
Searching.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought
who is
Ooze
it?
Was made up for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the minute Rachel said wet fart, I was like, yep, he's done.
It's fart. Ooze.
It's
well, that's
Ooze,
the thing.
Man.
His Ooze can probably cover...
Do you concur?
Sure,
I do.
All right, I guess it's Ooze, guys.
It's been concurred. All right.
Guys, Ivan Ooze takes the first
Although
round.
There were not enough nutty jokes in there.
Nutty joke?
Yeah.
When
wow.
we were talking, I mean?
Wow. Well, darn. I will say, though. I will
Too many Ooze jokes.
Yeah. Hey, you I can't will, come on our podcast and tell us what jokes to make.
Yeah, especially about nuts. Yeah.
I will say this, though. The
I will
professor
mic
had
drop.
Something that Ivan Ooze couldn't have, and that was the power
of... The power of what, Hira?
The power of love.
Buddy love.
Yeah.
It's true.
Buddy love. Nice. Man.
Dude.
Thanks.
All right, round three. You ready? Ding, ding.
I was going to say he has the power to take people's chicken.
Yeah.
No,
he uses it as
power.
Fuel.
Like, Ivan Ooze, when he's getting
hey,
tired
we already
of, like,
concurred.
World domination, like,
yes.
He's like,
judges
guess,
have spoken.
Guys, round four in round one.
I'm so ready.
Guys, this round is...
Controversial?
Oh, no.
hey,
sorry,
no spoilers, Hiram. He peeked at my screen, guys.
He's a screen peeker.
At Hiram... Corbett 2 on Twitter.
Is that his name?
That is my, that
definitely
is my
not.
Actual Twitter name. That's my new Twitter handle.
Tweet at him and say, "You son of a gun."
All right.
And I'll read it on the show. Guys, this round is Fat Bastard from Austin Powers versus Patience Phillips from Catwoman. This is a tough one.
This is honestly tough.
Patience
Hira,
Phillips,
tell me.
For those of you who don't know, is Catwoman's real name.
Yeah, real name. It's realer than her comic book name.
This is
yeah.
a Hallie Cat, right?
Yeah, Hallie Cat, yeah.
It's a Hallie Cat.
When she goes, when she
there's,
licks that guy's face, come on.
There's the Pfeiffer Cat, and there's the Hallie Cat.
She licks the burglars.
Ooh, the
What's
Pfeiffer
Cat. What was the first name?
She has the power of licking people.
And who's the other one?
So do I, James.
Oh, wow, I already forgot.
Hey, who...
Fat
who are,
Bastard.
Fat Bastard. Dude, it's Catwoman, dude.
Whoa, we can't
dude,
Fat
Bastard has the power of being fat.
Yeah, but what can that do against Patience fucking
fat,
Phillips?
First of all,
sorry,
Bastard,
he's basically Kirby in this
Fat Bastard.
He's eats her.
He eats babies, and he eats babies.
Get in my belly.
He takes atomic dumps in toilets.
Yeah, which is crazy. All she has to do is stay away from the toilet. She's smarter
she's
than
agile
that.
Enough
well, like,
to get
well,
out.
Walks,
yeah, she's agile.
No, man. Get out of the toilet.
Falls,
agility versus girth. That's really all this
yeah.
is about.
Whenever he walks and falls, like the ground starts.
All right, first of all, she could probably walk on walls at this point.
Yeah. If they're playing a sassy R&B track, she's
done.
She's
oh, no, he's done for.
Yeah, she's done.
He's done for.
He's like, gonna obliterate him.
But I will say though, he like Fat Bastard in The Spy Who Shagged Me.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
He ended up seducing. Well, no, he didn't seduce. I was gonna say he shagged Shagwell.
I like
you remember,
that.
Like,
word.
The girl
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off the bar? He
Are you saying he's gonna shag Catwoman?
Yeah.
No, she don't need no man.
But then I remember that she shagged him for the mission.
But
she was
what would shagging Fat Bastard do for the mission of killing him?
Yeah, that doesn't.
Unless she could kill him in
give,
his sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
That
she
doesn't
would,
give either
like,
person an advantage.
She'd stab his throat and be like, "Meow."
Yeah, I mean, she would say that. If she did that, she would say that.
Cat got your knife,
James. What do you think?
I could really go both ways on this one.
We'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see.
I feel like these past few, James, you've been in the back seat on
yeah,
some.
Taking the back seat.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who should win this round.
Oh, you're conflicted.
Yeah, I'm conflicted.
You
Convince
know it's
me.
Catwoman, though.
Yeah, probably. To be honest, I like Fat Bastard better.
Yeah, Fat Bastard.
He's funnier.
Yeah, he's funnier.
And I feel like we're losing all of our funny characters, but we have to be objective.
But he could roll on her, though.
He can roll, and he can do a flip in Gold Member. Remember that? He's a sumo wrestler, so he knows.
He does have agility.
Oh, crap, he is.
No, yeah, he flies through the air at one point.
But he has to have, like, the team that carries him in the strength.
The thing is she's fast. She's not as strong.
She's not
as strong. She's speedier.
But he can, like, grab her and, like...
Yeah, if he gets one hit on her, she's done.
Toast.
Her brittle bones.
She's so skimpily clad, though. She's got some extra speed.
He's pretty skimpily clad.
She's basically greasy, too.
Fat Bastard is shirtless.
Yeah.
He's wearing arguably less clothes than she is.
It's basically like... No. Lubicon.
What if she uses that diamond cream on him and burns his face?
The beauty suit.
Dude, yeah, the diamond. Made with real diamonds.
All right. It's going to be hard for the judges, I feel like.
No, it's not.
What do you think?
All right, wait a second. Let me do some...
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right, what do you think?
We say Hallie.
We say Hallie Cat.
The Catwoman. Oh, that was fast.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're dominating this debate right now.
All right.
I still think it's Fat Bastard.
Well,
hire him. It's not up to you.
That confirms.
Never mind.
Whoa!
I saw the scantily clad
Halle Berry.
Halle Cat.
All right, fellas. That guys, that does it for round one.
Well, that was so quick. You should gasp after we pick. Like, what?
Yeah.
I wish I had a drum roll, but I don't, and I won't get one.
Next all right.
Fuck the audience.
Thanks for telling us what you won't get.
But not without consent, right?
We should have it. Yeah. Yes. Audience, is it okay if we fuck you?
Well, Hiram's always pushing the soundboard on people.
I guess it's okay.
Round two, round one. We do have a bunch of new people in this, just because we didn't have enough to have a full first bracket, so it's a lot shorter. Round two, round one. We have. Medea, after Medea goes to jail, post-prison.
So she's hard now.
Yeah. Versus Mr. Freeze from Batman versus Robin.
Already? Oh my god, though.
He's got no chance. Medea's gonna kick his ass.
Yeah, she can shiv him. She can shiv the shit out of him.
Dude, Medea
has a pistol.
I gotta be honest, this version of Medea has seen things.
Yeah, exactly. She's gone through shit.
She's already seen. She's probably went to jail before she actually went to jail.
And she went to real jail, too. Mr. Freeze's jail was just like that cozy room at the top of the tower.
Yeah,
remember?
It's like European jail. It doesn't count.
Too much ice cream.
What?
European jail is so nice, it's like vacation.
But this sure. Mr. Freeze is straight from the mind of...
Germany, no.
Straight from the mind of
life. Isn't he from Tim Burton?
No.
Germany's not really in Europe.
He's from Germany.
Never mind. I thought he was the Tim Burton version.
And like, you know, by the way, like
there is no Tim Burton.
And Post-Medea dealt with a lot of Halloween issues.
There's Penguin,
there's right?
Several Tim Burton.
She dealt with a lot of
ghouls.
We didn't
put Penguin from Danny DeVito.
Oh, right. Didn't she deal with a lot of ghouls and ghosts from Boo Medea Halloween?
She did deal with a lot of ghouls, but is that... Oh, that is post-prison.
That is post,
so she's dealing with ghouls.
Yeah.
She, and ghosts.
She's a ghoul expert, you could say.
She's probably caught a lot of ghouls. So Mr. Freeze is nothing to her.
Yeah. But wait a second. Just out of fairness, how does she... contests his freeze ray.
His freeze ray is a big
deal. She has a pistol.
Yeah. She does have a pistol.
She has a gun.
Where does
she
come
shoot
from?
Him.
She could just shoot him.
She has something that George Clooney don't have.
So he...
Wait,
at the
why
very
does
worst,
she have a gun? Are you just assuming that...
No, in the movie.
That's her character. Oh. She's always had a gun. I know Tyler Perry movies.
Oh, yeah.
He's
the expert in the group.
I hate that I know.
Obviously, right?
I'm not proud of it.
You're not proud of your Tyler Perry knowledge?
Yeah, I hate
you should be.
You really do hate his movies.
Hiram, if it's not you, it's someone else, you know?
What?
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 Wait, what?
It's gotta be you.
It's gotta be me. Oh, yeah, it is true.
If it's you, who else is it gonna be?
Possibly.
If it's not you.
You guys can watch your movies and think it's... Why am I saying watch her movies? Watch Tyler Perry's movies.
Medea, she tricked you, dude.
Guys,
damn.
Guys.
I don't know. I want to go for Medea, but it's got to be Mr. Freeze.
But no. I'm looking at what's happening here. All Medea has to do is pull her gun out faster than Mr. Freeze could pull his freeze gun out, and he's dead.
And he does have to stop to do a pun first.
Yeah,
true.
Exactly.
That's true.
She's faster than him, though.
She's got the quick draw.
She's really quick.
You know,
she's beat up in like her plays and the movies.
Yeah,
she beat up a lot of like ex-husbands.
Yeah.
That like, true. Her daughter
all she has to do is marry Mr. Freeze and then divorce him, and then she can beat him up.
Well, yeah, that.
That's true.
Did
his wife die?
Who?
Killed his own wife.
Tyler Perry?
No.
Did he kill his own wife?
No, Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze's wife died, but it wasn't.
No, she's
his
frozen.
Fault. Oh yeah, she's frozen.
And he's finding the cure.
Wasn't
like,
it
for being frozen?
Like,
it was his fault.
Okay.
Dude, in the movie, it was his fault. He like goes
yeah,
whoa and knocks her into.
I don't
the
think
pool
he's ready
water.
For marriage.
Dude, I think I figured out the cure to that. To do the cure to being frozen is just heat.
No, no, it's the thing where she has a sickness, so he froze her. So when she wakes, because if she wakes out of that thing, the sickness will kill her. Hey, no one's listening. All right,
still
who won?
Hung up on the fact that James just discovered elements.
Heat. The cure to ice is heat. It becomes water. Who? That, all right.
She's like, I brought my microwave. The key to heat.
All right.
Let me bring to light one piece of evidence that Mr. Freeze says, I'm going to give him a quote.
He asks to kick ice.
Him.
He goes,
quoting
him. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. Just like that.
All right. Well, and what does that prove?
Yeah, what does that prove?
Well, ice is pretty powerful.
Ice is pretty powerful.
You can just like shoot the ice with a pistol. She has a pistol.
She has a pistol.
Well, you know what?
She has a clock.
Dude. Remember that scene where the policeman shot Mr. Freeze and he froze him and the bullet was in the air and it's frozen? He can freeze faster.
Proven.
No, well, it is.
Yeah, that's from The Incredibles. What are you thinking of? Yeah.
No, that happens in... Dude, that happens.
No.
I'm
look
YouTubing.
It up. That happens.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's... I think that's fake news.
Dude, if it... Dude, hey, if it's true, will you concede?
If it's true, I probably will concede. But then again, her hand-to-hand combat skills are also noteworthy. Like
she beats up
really buff black men daily.
Yeah.
And she went from jail.
Black men are
hard
to beat up.
I'm googling Madea fight scene.
This is great for the podcast.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, HughesNet has failed us.
All right. Who's it gonna be? Let's pick one.
Dude, this is Madea. Professional wrestling somebody.
Well, I mean, no, the thing is the hand to hand, she will win, okay?
Yeah, all right.
But
she also has a gun.
And he has a freeze ray. It's up to them.
Yeah.
Like, she can beat Mr. Freeze up and then shoot him.
Hire him.
Wait, here's a still with a cop who's frozen.
Let me see. Oh, he's got the gun in his hand. Dude, he's faster than a gun, dude.
That's from Gotham. Season
2. Damn it!
You guys really want
thanks
Mr.
for the help.
Wrong universe.
All right, guys, who is it?
All right,
no more points.
I'm real biased, so yeah, I
know you like Mr. Freeze.
Wait, no, nope.
That's Mr. Incredible. That's something different. That's Frozen.
Are you really biased with Mr. Freeze?
I am,
really, dude.
Why?
Not Madea.
What do you
Mr.
say,
Freeze?
I'm gonna have to go with
You do. Realize...
I actually kind of want Madea to win in this.
Yeah,
you do realize Madea has a gun before. All
right, we gotta vote. All right,
I feel like she could really
you do realize
make
she
it.
Has a gun,
yeah.
Like I feel like this is like an adversary kill. That Mr. Freeze had never faced before.
I know Madea is
yeah.
comes out of nowhere.
Crazy off the
yeah,
because like,
he
off
wouldn't
the rock.
Expect that this large older woman would also have a pistol that she knows how to use.
And she's been in prison. She's trained. For
yeah,
this.
She knows how to kill people. She's been in prison.
She's a man dressed as a woman.
No,
not in the not in the movie. Yeah,
the character
Hiram.
I'm sorry.
Let's vote on three. Okay, 1, 2, 3 for Madea.
Madea.
Oh shit! I didn't mean to.
What?
Well, vote. All right. Wait. We'll go one by one. Everyone say who they think wins. All right. Jake,
Freeze,
Hiram,
Madea,
James, Madea,
Rachel,
Freeze,
16.
Madea.
Madea takes
it.
Madea takes it.
His ice has been kicked.
You can send your complaints to
kungfukingsofgeekdom@gmail.com. Yes.
I like how you're trying to say ice
it's
is
kids of geekdom, right?
Bullets.
Yeah. I said kids.
Kings. Like, is it kings?
No. The email is kids because Jake messed it up.
Gotcha.
Dude,
it's like, let's kick some ice.
It has.
Wait. Yeah. I almost gave it to Mr. Freeze by accident.
That'd have been good.
Good.
But Frozen did stop the bullet.
This is like the
and
leprechaun.
We have similar
all
powers.
Over
again.
That was
this is like the leprechaun all over again.
No, it's not.
With Mr. Freeze.
No, he's done.
Yeah.
That's
but
not.
He's
over
no, he's
again.
Dead. He's dead. All
well,
right,
like,
fellas.
Madea
we
got to
move on,
him.
Guys.
Round two of. Wait.
Round two of two.
Two of
you're
two.
Right, Jake.
Two. I'm so excited.
Booster from Jingle All the Way
you
versus.
Fight.
Tony Shalhoub from
with
Spy
the hands.
Kids.
I know who I'm.
Dude, dude, listen. There is no way in hell.
Who has said it's all about the thumbs? Tony Shalhoub has like 10 thumbs, bro.
Dude, listen.
I fucking got
you. Yeah, but you know what? But you know what outdoes thumbs? You know what outdoes thumbs? When you already have thumbs, like Booster.
Yeah.
And but, you have a jetpack.
But you said the amount of thumbs.
Yeah, but and you have thumbs on your feet.
He does not have thumbs on his feet. That is not confirmed.
Sure he does.
He's a human man in a suit. Even in the movie.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the character of Booster.
No,
a saber-toothed tiger.
No, there is a... It's in the movie. It's a guy in a suit. He takes it off
but
and he's smoking.
But his thumbs aren't opposable on his head.
Yes, they are.
No, no, no. He doesn't... He has extra fingers. He doesn't have extra thumbs. I can prove that
to you.
No,
you cannot.
And he only has extra heads on his head. I'm going to look it up. Hiram, you talk for
a
second.
No, he does have extra thumbs.
Gotcha.
What are you talking about?
More
show
thumbs.
Me. Prove it to me.
Pretty sure.
No, see, oh, Rachel's
sure.
claiming that before
Damn.
She had
Wait,
the picture.
Because
yeah,
she wants
look,
Tony
look.
Shalhoub to win.
Look at this. That's a thumb.
Dude, that's one thumb
that's
shared by two
thumb.
Hands. All right, so
two
he has...
thumbs on each hand.
All right.
Four thumbs.
Wait, that's another thumb?
That's double the thumbs of your
he's
character.
He's got three on
Damn,
one
he's
hand.
Got thumbs.
I'm not... I will not...
See, I don't know both of these characters.
Listen. I love that you're going along with you're like, oh, shit, he does have more thumbs. Thumbs does... Okay.
He will... see, you know it's a dumb art.
No, I know,
yeah.
Because I'm saying it back to you to get you. And you can't even, like...
But I've never used it in one of these battle episodes.
I know, but you
Because I know
to.
It's a stupid argument that shouldn't count.
Oh, now you go back on it.
Three
Your whole ethics
hand.
Code.
Yeah.
Wow.
But here's the thing. You can't grab things with that many hands in one hand.
Now, here's the thing about Booster. He is big, right?
Yeah.
He's like a bear,
suits.
Kind of.
And he's pink.
And he's pink,
so
but no one likes Booster, and he gets beat up like the whole movie.
Well, that's fuel for him.
Right?
What if
when there was
just
like 100 kids?
Him to the Flute family.
The what?
He's so absurd looking.
Oh, they...
they recruit him to the show.
And then kill him.
So it's actually a win-win.
No, 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 no. There's no peace in this.
What?
Yeah, no one likes Booster. Nobody likes you, Booster.
Yeah, but you know who else? Yeah, but you know who else nobody likes? The Joker, probably in that movie. Everyone hates the Joker because he's killing
in
people in The Dark Knight. But
yeah,
I'm
but
saying,
he
like,
beat Batman.
No. But what I'm saying
this
is
a fight to the death.
What I'm saying is, just because people don't like you doesn't make you actually bad.
But there is a
you
scene
use
where they
that
kick
to fuel
the shit
you.
Out of Booster.
Booster could become the most powerful villain of all time.
Yeah, but Tony Shalhoub with his hands.
Ooh, wait.
Booster's gonna.
Is this true?
What
is Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way?
Yes, have you never seen it?
No.
Oh
he plays Turbo Man.
He's the dad who gets the toy for his son.
Yeah.
Played by Anakin Skywalker.
Well, you know who else Arnold Schwarzenegger played?
Mr.
Freeze.
Oh, yeah,
but he's
automatically
out.
Mr.
Really
Freeze.
I really thought Rachel was going to say Baby's Day Out.
He played the baby.
In Baby's Day Out. He voiced the baby.
Well, now, Tony Shalhoub.
Dude, Tony Shalhoub
doesn't have
crap.
Fighting skills.
No, definitely not.
Well,
he's a nerd.
Tony Shalhoub also has a multifaceted face.
He does. He can see.
That'll confuse Booster. Like, what
Dude,
face do I have?
No,
what face
no,
do I punch?
No, because here's the thing. It's just more options to be punched in the face, and they all hurt equally.
But Booster gets the shit kicked out of him.
That's
dude.
A good point.
There's a scene where all the parents kick him, and they go, nobody likes you, Booster.
Dude, when people tell you about fighting, they say... always keep your fist, like, block in front of your face because you don't get it punched
but
in the
face.
But
he also has a lot of hands to block
yeah,
his
but when
face.
He, when he closes
his whole
when
head's
he, no, but it doesn't, it's not as much, it's not enough coverage.
You don't think?
Booster is just a man in a
no,
suit.
No, because
Tony
there's
Shalhoub
a
is, guys, is part Foogly.
But here's the thing.
And he's got that Foogly strength.
Enhanced.
There is no Foogly
He's the
strength.
Original super
Literally
soldier.
He's like Captain
hands.
America. He's got that serum.
No, he's been downgraded. Plus,
he's
gonna... Listen.
That's the only thing you said in this debate.
Logistically,
I don't know.
All you've said is he's been Foogled.
Yeah, no, but logistically, if you have the way his hands are laid out, they're not any taller than normal hands, and one of his heads
taller.
Is on top of his head right now.
Cool.
So there's no way he can block his face.
Oh, we're talking
and,
about the blocking thing.
Yes. So he's gonna get punched in the face.
I just imagine how like
dude,
like, how Tony.
That's but then he wouldn't
push.
Be able to get his
to,
ones
like,
on the side.
Yeah, he would have to like. Ball his fist up like this. And
it's
then,
simple.
Like,
you just do
him,
this.
Just triple the punch.
You do the John Cena times two.
No, because two of his hands
yeah,
are faced.
See
two, no, because two of his fists would be faced to the side. It's
yeah,
not
but he's also a
punch.
Scientist, and he can turn Booster into a Foogly.
No, no, he'd have to strap him down and put that thing on his
That's
head.
That's easy.
Not,
he's a man
he's
in a
not,
suit.
He's not stronger than Booster.
He commands the thumbs, though.
Dude, he can't. We,
oh,
we
he's
estate.
Got more
wait
thumbs.
A second. No, 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 no.
He's
Before.
Got more
wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second.
More than
That's so many thumbs.
Guys, Everybody shut up. We established this last time that you cannot use other characters from the movie as backup for your character.
Yeah, I tried that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, I just thought, I knew you'd get mad, so. And tell everyone to shut up. But Tony Shalhoub can synthesize something that would, like acid, and he could kill Booster.
Dude, on the
He's
spot.
A scientist.
Also.
No one's just like, let me synthesize some acid. Not good. Good luck throwing it at Booster when he's 300 feet in the air because of his jetpack.
Potential weakness for Booster. You ever see how hair gets grabbed in fights? Mm-hmm. It hurts.
You don't want to get close to Booster if you grab his hair.
No, Tony but that gives way has to the fact so that many more hands to grab the hair.
And he's, but he's still just a man in a suit. The Booster.
Well, then just take his hat.
No, but he has a jetpack. Plus,
if that movie showed us anything, it shows us that when you put on the suit, you take on the powers of the character. Hence, and this might be giving away a thing from early, from later. But wait, no, because Hiram, you haven't seen this movie. You don't know. When Sinbad's character puts on the villain's costume, at one point during a fight, he shoots his fist off of his wrist and it hits someone and comes back onto his hand and they never explain it. So... I think when you put on the suit, you gain the powers of the fictional character. And Turbo Man flies with the jetpack in that movie across town.
I wish there was a scene in Turbo Man where they explain the science behind his hand.
It's all coming off his arm.
Sorry.
That's a fair argument, isn't it?
Even if he gets the powers of Booster, the character sucks also.
No, he saves people. The fans hate him.
Let us remember this is a fight to the death. Yeah. How would Booster kill Tony?
He has giant saber teeth that he would sink into him at
They're
100 miles an hour.
They're very made of foam.
And then part of the
No, I'm saying that he takes on the powers of the character.
My character uses all his fingers to poke your eye.
Or how about this? How about wait. I know how he kills him. He picks him up, flies in the air with his jetpack, which no one else is talking about, and drops him to his death.
The Spy Kids had jetpacks, and they couldn't beat Tony Shalhoub.
Exactly. Yes, they did. They did beat
him.
Yeah,
exactly. They didn't beat him.
No, they did beat him. That's
he wins
the movie.
In the end.
No, he loses. At the end of the movie, he loses.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, but only when they send a whole army of robot spy kids.
Jake, this is no. Jake, this is a loss of your own construction.
Plus, there's two of the Spy Kids. There's only one Booster.
There's only one Booster.
But that's two kids. Everyone knows that if you want to equal one adult, you have to put. Oh, actually, you got to put two kids on each on their shoulders to equal one adult,
right,
especially
Hiram,
Booster.
Who do you pick?
It's funnier. If I, it's
also, they
funny,
didn't have the jetpacks at the end.
It's funnier if I side with Shalhoub.
No,
but, Shalhoub's gonna fucking win
but
this, dude.
Booster has a jetpack. So,
I know the jetpack is big,
is a pretty big thing. But,
I'm a scientist,
dude. I swear to God.
Does Booster know how to like use a jetpack?
Mr. Mosby all over. I'm sure he can dismantle it.
It's not Mr. Mosby all over again because Booster should win this fight because your guy's just a guy who has extra heads for Booster to punch and to tear off.
He's not going to tear his
hands
off.
I'm pretty sure he can
tear his head off
the jetpack with one flick move of his neck.
Dude, there's no way. Because Booster's fat. He can't reach around him. Booster's a wide boy. He's not fat, but he's just big.
It's a wide Tony Shalhoub has the power of Monk.
No.
Booster agile.
Also,
he's got a detective skill.
Hey, he can't pull from his other work.
You're right. Booster can't.
Booster also has the power of having gold shorts.
That's not a power.
I've decided to change my vote. Because of the gold shorts.
No,
I'm just kidding. It's Tony Shalhoub.
Dude,
I feel like you guys. Hey, listen.
We gotta go to a vote.
I feel like you guys are all extremely biased.
Why? Who here likes Spy Kids that much?
Because you just like Tony Shalhoub.
I know it's funny. Dude, he's got a bunch of faces on his head.
Yeah, more faces to be punched. And I feel like I'm getting cheated out of my good arguments here. You get. Getting punched in the face is one of those painful places to get punched. And we have four faces. That's
but not
more
all of
places
them are
to get
real
punched.
Real faces.
Yes, they are. They all move in the movie. At one point, he smiles, and then each one in a circle smiles.
But they
right
don't
after
all feel
him.
Pain.
Yes, they do.
They proved it on Wikipedia. I wrote it in.
They don't feel pain.
All right, we gotta go to the judges.
This has to be judges, real too.
Judges,
there's listen. They're gonna say Tony Shalhoub because they want to piss
so
me
afraid.
Off.
I'm saying Tony because that's what I believe. Have
that's,
you heard me arguing this whole time?
No, but your arguments are not good.
I switched my vote to Booster.
Hiram.
No, we're going to all feel the desperation in James' voice.
The jetpack thing is
yeah,
more
there's a jetpack.
Tony Shalhoub's got hands. I know it's Booster.
It's just so funny.
Look, see, you're over there.
No, I'm not. You just said you know it's Booster.
No, he's got a jetpack, but he's got hands on his
Dude, Booster is the reason I made this bracket.
Booster has to go all the way.
All right, guys, we got a hands vote.
Wait, no, hands vote. They won't be able to hear.
We didn't get
I mean, you know what I mean.
Take
16. Who are you for?
We're gonna take. Let's take a majority vote. Jake, who are you saying?
It's gotta be. It's gotta be Tony.
Dude, get out of here! You friggin' piece of crap! You just said you know it's Booster.
Booster's ugly.
Booster's ugly. Wow! All right.
Tony Shalhoub.
It is an ugly competition. It's
where's the equality? 16.
It's Tony Shalhoub.
It's not Tony Shalhoub.
It's Tony Shalhoub as this
Tony
character.
Shalhoub.
I'm so pissed off.
I'm putting Ben Booster for the next round.
No!
Dude, you can't do that,
abuse
bro.
Well, because power, you guys, abuse of power.
Well, you guys aren't being neutral.
They are, though.
We are.
Dude, how does a guy with extra fingers beat a guy who's with, right, who well, has a jetpack?
Listen. He was about to cheat and put in Booster.
All right, James, okay. Continue this argument. Okay, he has a jetpack.
Yes.
Big whoop. What does he do with it?
Okay, so that guy has a couple extra fingers. What does he do with that?
Strangle.
Okay. I ask you the question first. What does he do with the jetpack?
He grabs the guy, flies him into the air, and drops him to his death.
Don't think that with all those faces and those eyes, you can't see him coming.
They're all facing. No. Wait a second. Hey, let me respond. Let me respond. All of his faces are facing in the same direction.
No,
they're
all
that
twisted.
One, but its eyes are still facing in the same direction as the other faces. And it's true, and you're looking at a picture of it, and you know, but you won't admit it because you are biased as a judge.
If Tony Shalhoub was in a high area on a jetpack, wouldn't he be able to catch his fall with his multiple?
Dude,
I hate you, Hiram. Dude, you're dead to me.
He has expendable faces.
But,
like,
but,
one gets
but,
injured
that's what I
from the fall.
If Booster takes on like the powers of the costume, that means... As his giant saber tooth, that means he has the strength of the saber tooth and the teeth.
He's a dude.
We said they take on the power of the character. You agreed to this.
Well, I do because Termamagnet can fly.
Yeah, and Booster can fly.
Fly and super strength, that's kind of hard to beat.
But does Booster have super strength? Because in the video the kid watched at the beginning, he didn't do anything.
He beats up.
I will settle this, and it will be in James's favor. Only because,
oh my God. James just desperately...
Listen. No, only because as of, like, for example, his character has not shown any form of, like, physical ability.
That's the thing.
He's only been conniving. Whereas Booster is actually
Booster,
I would put him in a
fighting.
Wrestling.
I'm just very good at tricking people. Because here's the thing.
James won this
all
vote
fingers.
By filibuster.
I know, he did filibuster.
I'm good. That's how Jake won. That's how Jake won every single round for the freaking
leprechaun
last time. So I'm okay with it.
But here's the thing. Realistically,
there's nothing realistic about that.
Tony Shalhoub literally can't do anything. He just has heads on his face.
That's what I said. Like by term of example, he doesn't.
I feel
he's
bad
conniving,
flipping. I don't
want to
give up because I
he
feel
can
like
think and he's
you
a genius. But he shows
Tony
no combat.
I know, but
ability.
Like if you think about it, Booster. He has a jetpack.
All right. Well,
he has a jetpack.
Don't
all,
forget
listen,
the golden shorts.
If it was Tony Shalhoub versus some random guy with a jetpack, I would still be like, oh, the guy with the jetpack probably wins.
But there are some people in there, like I think Booster, Mr. Freeze, Booster would lose to Mr. Freeze, though.
I mean, Tony Shalhoub
would win
Family Feud. But
no. Booster's not unbeatable. I'm just saying he would win against this character.
Tony
Shalhoub
is basically a normal
it.
Guy just with a bunch of heads.
Yeah.
And he could choke him.
He's smart, but
he's
not agile.
He could choke with multiple.
If they were fighting,
But it wouldn't work because. You know.
I guess. Well, I mean, we'll give it to Booster because James is so precious about.
Passionate's the word you're looking
he's
for.
He's so passionate about Booster. No one likes Booster.
Wait, okay.
I like Booster.
Can we just take a moment of silence? I'm on the Tony Shalhoub Spy Kids Wikipedia.
Oh.
He was born and raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His father...
Don't read this.
His father
we'll
immigrated to the United States as an orphan at the age of 10. He has faced hardship.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Tony.
Him in real life, but not the character.
No, this is the character. Wikipedia page.
Dude, that's
it
for the
Tony
actor.
Shalhoub.
It says actor
Tony
Shalhoub.
In the movie.
Yeah. Did you think his character's name was Tony Shalhoub?
So we got gotta stop Tony Shalhoub.
All right, we gotta pick.
We gotta stop him. That damn Tony Shalhoub.
All right, fellas.
All right, great. So I guess it's Booster, right? Did you put him in already?
No.
I've never seen James argue that passionately since
he got mad about Mr. Mosby.
On the episode we lost, yeah.
Currently. I got mad with
Yeah.
Yeah, what was her name?
Everyone's got someone they're passionate about.
I was really passionate about
the beautiful Latina.
Yeah.
The beautiful Latina.
Get close to your microphone.
Get close to your mic, bro.
Yeah, you gotta talk in the microphone and not
out of the way. That doesn't help.
Okay.
There you go. Wow, that's way better.
There you go. Yeah. All
right. Round 3 of 2, right?
James fought tooth and nail for Booster.
He sure did.
He was getting red.
I'm sweaty right now.
Told
shut Not
up.
Really.
TMI.
For the fans, imagine me sweaty.
No, thank you.
And naked.
No.
I imagine all the time. Moving on.
All right, guys. Staying sort of in the same vein. We've got a real one here. We've got the Fooglies from Spy Kids.
Oh my god.
It's a gang versus the Mask from Son of the Mask.
The Fooglies.
Fooglies.
Dude, this Son of the Mask has the power of like altering time and space and dimensions.
So it seems the tables have turned, Jake.
They've already been turned.
The Fooglies.
Yeah.
I already bought my system.
Dude, the Fooglies have no fucking combat abilities whatsoever.
They're just going
this.
Terrifying.
They can't do anything.
That one has a hook for a hand.
But it's like made out of like Fruit Loops or something.
I don't think it is.
Dude, that's the thing. The Son of the Mask can pull out a hammer and smash people with it, dude. And
literally, every time you say Fooglies, Jake, I laugh.
The Fooglies. Dude, they would just come at him and he'd be like, get off of me, weirdos. They can't do anything.
They can talk in reverse. They have the power of talking in reverse.
Yeah, the Son of the Mask, like, huh?
But the Son of the Mask has the power of shape-shifting, right? He can become a Fooglie.
Yeah, but...
He has all the powers of a Fooglie.
Jake,
answer me this. Can he talk backwards?
Yes. Yes, he can.
Does he have a jetpack?
I don't think so. No, but
no, that's okay. The Fooglies don't either.
But
they wouldn't know what to do.
Son of the Mask can jump... I'm talking about... He's also got the powers of the Jim Carrey one, which I know much more.
Here we
so
go.
So he's got the same abilities.
Right,
the Fooglies are mutated OSS agents who are captured.
But they suck now.
They've got their spy powers.
No, they don't.
So they have their spy...
And they would be able to escape, and they don't.
They obtain their spy training.
No, they don't.
And then they're weird looking.
Hey, creatures. Even if they were spies, the Mask could beat them. Even if they weren't Fooglies and normal people.
I don't know about that.
Oh, true.
You guys are just...
How does the Mask get taken down eventually? The Mask eventually gets taken down.
Yeah, you just take the Mask off.
Wait, Rachel, how did the Mask...
He just takes the Mask off and becomes a dude. That's the thing, he just never takes it off.
Yeah, but what if someone else takes the Mask off?
The whole thing is he takes it off because he doesn't want to be the Mask anymore. It's his decision.
Yeah, but what if
he took off the Mask?
No, he didn't!
No. What if...
He is a god.
The Fooglies, in reverse, talk him out of wearing the Mask.
But he wouldn't be able to understand them unless he had that decoder.
I don't think that would mean they would win, James.
And then he'll say, and then wait, no. And then he'll say, Skanats.
Wait. What is that?
It was a...
What?
When they say, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Skanats.
But here's the thing.
The siren's broken.
Realistically, okay? Those two kids in that movie could beat the Fooglies. And the Son of the Mask could beat the shit out of those kids.
No, they got trapped by the Fooglies.
No, they did not.
Sure they did.
Well, they were not trying because they just huddled around them.
Antonio Banderas.
Floops Fooglies.
Floops Fooglies.
Dude, Hiram, you just need to take a seat.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Son of the Mask is a god, he wins.
No, you're wrong, actually.
No, the
in
Fooglies.
The movies... Okay.
Rachel, I feel like if you guys are trying to be impartial judges, you shouldn't be making arguments and taking sides during the argument.
Well, I don't want to be impartial judge. So.
Okay, then we'll just do the majority vote every time, and you guys can just argue with
okay, so
us.
That's
like,
what I've been doing.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so Rachel, what were you saying?
According to the Mask with Wikipedia.
Science.
In the version of the mask seen in both films, the artifact alone has no will, soul, spirit, or even its own personality. It simply releases the repressed desires that the user may have within himself.
To murder Foolies.
So it's not the same powers
so
as
it's not
Jim
a
Carrey's.
God. The mask isn't.
What? It's the power of Loki.
Remember when it? Remember when the?
It's the power of Loki. Remember when but the, it's not like Loki.
Oh well,
himself.
Still, it's the power of Loki.
Hey, Jake.
The power of Loki could be Foogly's.
Hey, Jake. Remember when the baby wears the mask?
And it could beat the shit out of the Foogly's, dude.
No, it just wanted to be a baby.
Well, we're talking about the son of the mask who want. Wait, fuck. Is he the? Wait, who's the son of the mask?
According to the Wikipedia,
is the baby the son of the mask? I can't remember. I
doesn't that one with the dog get it?
Yeah.
Wait, is it?
A scene.
I think multiple people get possessed by the mask.
Isn't Alan?
Is it the mask? Is it the mask itself?
Guys, wait.
Or
isn't Alan Cumming the mask in this movie?
No.
This also says it only works at night and not during the day.
What does the mask?
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna fight at night.
Says who?
Because we're so, because then he wouldn't be the son of the mask. Well, he would just be the normal guy. There would be a different matchup.
When Spy Kids fought, fought the Fooglies, didn't they fight? Did they fight them during the day?
What the fuck? So their powers are linked to the daytime.
What? The Fooglies can get the mask during the daytime.
Guys,
I don't know about that.
Oh, my thing. My Siri recorded everything I said. It says. Fuck, is he the way who he is? The son of that is the baby? The baby listening to the master can? Guys, oh my god, everyone's biased against the mask.
Jamie Kennedy plays the mask.
I know.
The son of the mask. Alan Cumming is Loki.
He's Loki in it.
Yeah, there you go.
He can control the Fooglies because they recognize his face, though.
He is the flooper.
This really puts a wrinkle in the equation.
Dude, I can't believe that put the wrinkle in the equation. That Alan Cumming being in the movie. Dude,
okay, so
think about it. Dude, this is the Fooglies, how they fight. They move this slow. And then the son of the mask can jump through windows and hit people with hammers and do all this crazy shit. Come on. He's got the power of cartoons.
Yeah, but what if you record... But wait, I've got a hypothetical for you. Say you're with them and you're watching their TV show and you record it and they're going and then you play it backwards and they say Floop is a madman, help us, save us. What you gonna do then?
Kick the shit out of the Fooglies.
I'm gonna switch to James, I mean to Jake, my bad, got y'all mixed up, both J names, my bad,
sorry.
It's
JJ.
Really just
call us JJ
Abrams.
Here's the kicker. Due to the powers and abilities cited above, the user of the mask is, for all intents and purposes, invulnerable.
I rest my case. Even if he wasn't, he could still kick this. Even if he was a normal dude with no mask, he could kick the shit out of Fooglies.
Gotta go with the mask, man. All
right.
Thank you.
Mask wins. Sorry.
The team of Fooglies was
We'll find a way. We'll find a way to beat the mask eventually.
Oh, we will. All right. The mask.
I accidentally gave
Floop
the mask
is a madman, help us, save us. Floop is a madman, help us, save us. Who would say that?
I mean, sorry, my bad.
Floop is madman.
Every time I mention the Fooglies, I get...
The Fooglies? My brother's friend saw Alan Cumming in New York, and he was walking by, and he goes, Floop's Foogly! And he goes, fuck you!
Well, yeah, sure.
Oh, snap. Oh.
Guys.
Hiram, please stop reading the matchups before I announce them.
Yeah, you get too excited.
I do.
Toka and Rezar from Ninja Turtles versus Madea pre-prison.
Oh, my God. There's no chance.
There is honestly no chance.
Hiram, if it was post-prison, maybe, but these things are ninjas.
Post-prison, maybe. Well, here's the thing. I've I'm ashamed to say this, but me seeing more than one Madea movie, as I have, Madea has always had a gun pre and post prison.
Toka and Rezar.
But Toka and Rezar, they're probably bulletproof.
They are bulletproof. The only thing that can beat them is kung fu.
They're mutants.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the power of ninjutsu. But even then, the turtles couldn't stop them with just ninjutsu alone.
Oh, yeah. How did they stop them?
Oh, wait.
They used ooze,
didn't
they?
No. What they did was...
They're going to get beaten by Ivan Ooze.
No, they put an antidote in donuts. And gave Toka and Rezar the donuts.
Dude, Madea loves donuts, though.
Madea loves donuts.
Kansas.
Dude.
What does that have to do with anything?
Wait. I don't know.
Toka and Rezar...
Guys, This is a big one. Donuts. James is like done. He's like,
I'm looking him up.
Who, Toka?
Yeah.
It's two against one here.
I don't know. They're going to destroy me.
I've got a question. Yeah. I've got a question.
And they're covered in spikes. Well,
guys, I got a question.
She's pre-prison. She's not hardened yet. She's soft.
She's limp.
Guys, I got a question. Why is this a dude? Why does this character look like a real turtle and all the other Ninja Turtles don't? They look like people turtles. What's up with that?
That's the real question.
They mutated science. In a different way.
Though. Exactly. Their cells are different.
And their costumes are really dumb.
Well, you did a good job. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with Token. Token and Raz are fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're dumb.
Like, they thought they called the Shredder their mama, and Madea could say, "I'm your mama. Hallelujah!"
Dude,
bang.
Oh my God, she would
take over Toka and Raza.
She would trick them into them thinking she's their mama.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
How?
Yeah, she has the power of brainwashing only with these characters.
And she has the power of Christianity.
She does have the power of Jesus.
She can preach Jesus to them.
Damn.
Yeah.
She can have backup. So Jesus is out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you can have a backup member.
Well, she has her faith is what drives her and shoots guns.
No,
because
her faith,
she's vindictive in nature. She gets even in a bad way. So I kind of agree with Madea.
Well, the thing is if they call her Mama,
that's over.
It might be.
Here's a question about this
one, the one that looks like a turtle. Which one's that?
Toka. How did I know?
Obviously.
Is his shell bulletproof?
Yeah, we said that.
It is?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But our thing was not that they would fight, but they would Madea would trick them into thinking she was their mama.
And then kill them.
Yeah, and then get them killed.
Because somebody, they have to die.
Can just get them, like, she can get them drugged up. She can give them drugged up donuts like the turtles did.
Oh, very easily.
But does Madea have the scientific know-how to make drugged up donuts?
Does she?
Well, no, but
she's a granny lady. They know.
She knows the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Drugs.
She cooks up some good ass donuts.
You know what? I'm saying it's Madea. I'm going to be honest.
She beats Mr. Freeze.
No, this is Freeze.
Yeah, this is a different Madea.
Okay, pre-Madea.
We're talking about Toka and Rezar. I don't think pre.
Who bumped their dang microphone?
Oh, it might have been. Not me. What do I need to fix?
Nothing. Just keep going.
Oh.
Let's just keep going.
Oh, it's getting louder.
Oh, God.
Help. Help.
It was me.
Oh, it was you.
It was me. Am I still in? Yeah.
Yeah, you're still in. Okay.
All right.
What do you guys think? Who thinks it's Toka and Rezar? You?
No, I think it's Madea.
Yeah?
Madea.
Easy.
Madea. Wow. Man, what a twist. We thought this was an open and shut case, but it was an open and then keep open and then shut
thing.
Case.
That thing got me.
The mama, the mama thing that... I saw the turtles too much.
So many times.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Toka and Rezar from Ninja Turtles.
Now, if it was Vanilla Ice with the turtles, that's a whole different story.
You wanted him in, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he wasn't wearing a costume, was he?
Well, he was, but it was a dumb costume.
It was just his normal clothes.
He's a dumb rapper.
Yeah.
So.
Guys.
Hiram, stop reading the...
He's so curious, though.
Okay.
All right.
The Wayans brothers from White Chicks versus Ivan Ooze from Power Rangers.
Oh, there's no question. Man.
Is there no question? Because we said that last time.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. It's got to be the Ooze man, right?
It's two against one, literally.
Well, yeah, but he's got the power of Ooze.
Exactly. If he can beat a dude who grows to the size of, like...
Yeah.
How is that an argument? Okay, so here's the thing. Like,
he can make an Ooze net
and capture. The Wayans brothers can, like, go... They can, like, roast Ivan Ooze real bad.
In what
they can
way?
Go on his mama.
Why are they always going on their mamas?
Because there was a
scene
where
they would talk about mamas.
James, get closer.
You want to talk about mamas.
Is this close enough for you, Jake?
Sorry.
Oh, damn. I like
Never
the
mind.
Of that.
Just back up.
But then again, Ivan Ooze can, like, he has, like, Uzi henchmen.
Yeah, but he can't. Wait, can he create henchmen
he
with his own power?
There was a whole scene
I don't know if he can create life with his ooze.
No, there was
16.
A whole,
can he create his own henchmen with his ooze?
Okay, look up Ivan Ooze monsters. Because there was a whole scene, literally, where Power Rangers were like. There was a whole scene where Power Rangers were like fighting like different ooze monsters.
Hey, if he can create his own ooze monsters, he might be
again,
able to beat the White Chicks.
But then again, white chicks
don't the White
guns.
Chicks fight crime?
Might he might be able to beat the White Chicks.
Because white chicks, they're undercover white girls with guns.
They're undercover black guys dressed as white girls.
Go. Oh, wait, undercover black. Yeah, undercover black guys.
The movie tricked Hiram. He was like, those are white girls.
You were thinking it when you said it.
Don't they fight like with their guns, like shoot
they do.
Bad
they do,
guys?
They do shoot bad guys.
And they do have guns. Like, can they shoot their ooze henchmen?
What's with these characters not having guns?
Okay, in the movie, in Mighty Morphin, how hard is it for them to beat the ooze?
It's actually been really difficult for them to beat him. Because, like, Ivan Ooze had all the kids' parents under his spell, and he had monster henchmen, and he was able to turn into a giant monster. That the Power Rangers had to use a Megazord to beat him.
It might be the ooze.
White chicks, they have guns.
They do have guns, but they have know-how.
And they have traditions.
Yeah, but guess what?
And they have street smarts.
Yeah.
Who's to say the guns might be the game changer because the Power Rangers don't have guns?
They only have kicks.
Yeah, they don't.
That's what I was asking. Can a gun?
But they're FBI agents.
They're FBI.
They have a license to kill.
They do. They can. I mean, we're all killing each other.
What have I done? What was that sound?
And here's the thing. The white chicks, the characters of the white chicks, they're the masters of disguise. They were in disguise in the beginning of the movie as Hispanic people.
Dude, we forgot master disguise. That was the one.
Damn.
No.
We gotta work it. We gotta put him in.
We have to put him in.
I can't just put him in.
No. We'll put him in. Fuck. You know, that was the one.
That was the one we were forgetting.
We knew there was
a big
one.
I'm really mad that I forgot about that. But I will say, though, they can disguise themselves as Ivan Ooze's henchmen.
Hmm.
They can cover themselves in purple ooze and disguise themselves. That's the whole movie. They are in disguise.
That might... Yeah.
Apparently, also, he can do hypnosis. He can do...
Ooze-gnosis, dude?
Hypnosis.
Ooze-gnosis?
Ooze-gnosis, you say, Rachel?
You said ooze-gnosis?
Ooze-gnosis Jones.
Did you?
I did.
Sorry, Chris.
I'm going Ivan Ooze. Hiram, you going Ivan Ooze?
That actually kind of shifted my point to Ivan Ooze.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ivan Ooze on this one. Rachel, you going
Ooze?
Ooze?
It's the Ooze.
And 16, you're going with the Oozeman?
But Uzi McBoozy.
Uzi McBoozy.
Uzi Mandius.
As he's known in the club.
How do you forget Master of Disguise?
I'm so mad. The turtle.
I can't put it in.
He might win
everything. You gotta redo it.
I'm not gonna start over this dang
podcast.
No, we're not doing that.
Screw that. We're halfway. We're over halfway through.
Yeah.
Good, because my laptop's at 5%. My fact-checking abilities.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll be all
right. I want to use your phone.
Well, here's the catch. We don't base this on facts. We base it on dumb arguments.
Because Fat Albert can't. Yeah, if he was a real person.
Well, he also lost.
Oh, he did lose.
He did lose.
Yeah.
All right, next round. I'm so excited. Someone died.
Fat Albert's chances of winning.
No, he was killed in a death match.
Oh, yeah.
He was ripped to shreds.
Guys.
And they ate him.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, boy.
The baboons?
I'm just another kind of girl.
You are, Jake.
I sure am. And if you want to see my world, do I look good?
Guys,
today?
this is quite possibly the best matchup we've had yet. Mike Myers as the Cat in the Hat from the live-action Cat in the Hat versus, wait a second, versus Sinbad as the bad guy from Jingle All the Way.
The Cat in the Hat.
Wait a second. Can he detach his fist and punch people
from a distance? That's cool, but the Cat in the Hat, as seen in the movie, can create a tennis racket out of nowhere, hit the fist back at Sinbad, bust open his brain helmet.
He can't do that.
He does have an exposed brain. That's pretty.
The biggest thing is the Cat in the Hat has powers over time and space.
He has a fast
car. He also
has
so many homicidal tendencies already.
Who, the Cat in the Hat?
Yeah.
He wants to murder things.
And he has
dirty hoe.
I was going to say that. He also has a fast car. Super hydraulic instant transporter later.
Yeah, or the...
slow.
Or the quick... Oh, no! Quick to the slow!
Oh, yeah! Slow!
Dude, he can become things. He can conjure animals, remember? In the couch, the elephant. He can make... Dude, he has the power of laser vision. I'm just going to make up powers for him.
He does not have laser vision.
Okay. I'll give you that.
He has the powers to clean up houses fast.
He does. And he can create the things.
He can make things.
He can create the things.
Disappear.
And he's from a really topsy-turvy world. He has a giant box.
He has a bunch of boxes.
And Sinbad isn't prepared for that.
And he has a lot of vehicles.
Sinbad is black, so he'd be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, he wouldn't even want to do it. He'd go back to his mail route because he's a mailman.
He's a mailman.
Right, James? You're really fighting for Sinbad right now.
He is a mailman. Well, I'm trying to find something that's really going to turn the tide.
Oh,
really
I got
doing
you.
Doing everything for Jingle All the Way.
Dude, you know it's Cat in the Hat, dude.
He's also got that bat from the memes.
With the bat where he hits.
Dude, I wish Turbo. What if we put actual Turbo Man in this?
Sorry.
He'd be unstoppable.
It's not a dumb costume, though. It's a pretty cool costume.
It's latex and extremely tight. It's dumb cool, when it's on Arnold.
Oh, it's so cool. The best part is that his wife doesn't recognize him until he takes the helmet off.
I can't believe this. Are we watching a clip?
Come on.
Like, live?
I come cutting to a clip. There's Booster.
He sucks.
Wow. I'm trying to find the part where
Tony Shalhoub should have killed him.
It looks like he had no Turbo control Man over that jetpack.
Yeah,
he was.
This is Turbo Man. This isn't Booster.
Okay.
All
right. You went real hard on Booster right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Booster can take on.
Dude, there. What about the part where Sinbad goes, ha ha, Turtle Man? I was trying to find that.
Oh, well, I think we've decided it's the Cat in the Hat.
Well, one,
it's got to be the Cat in the Hat, man.
Just a second. Just a second.
You can't talk.
He can shapeshift. He can create animals.
Dude, he can't shapeshift.
Yes, he can.
Name one time when he shapes.
He becomes that hippie guy. He becomes the plumber guy. He becomes the dancing salsa lady with the clickety clacks.
Yeah.
Dude, he can create things at a moment's. He could, if he wanted to, he could probably conjure up a rocket launcher.
He can
blast.
He can chop up Sinbad like he chopped off his tail.
Dude, chops off his. You're right, Tyro.
He has no power.
And he has lawyers.
Yeah, what?
Does
Sinbad have the power of Ryan?
No.
This might convince you guys, all right?
Of what?
Evidence.
It's not.
This is evidence. Mm-hmm. Wait for my slow internet.
That's your evidence?
Wait for it.
This is taking too long.
Wait for it.
You really halt the flow of the
wait,
podcast.
Wait for it.
Jesus.
Wait for it. Wait.
I've been waiting.
Here he is. Last minute
shopping, huh?
Yeah.
Enough to drive a man insane in. Myron Larrabee.
Howard Langston.
We're getting backstory.
Oh my god. Are you serious? That's what that was for. That's the worst.
Listen to that raw rage.
Shut up. Turn that off. Turn that off.
He's desperate. He's fighting for his children.
Shut up. No,
he wasn't even in a dumb
he's
movie.
He's desperate.
Costume.
He's fighting for his children.
I can't believe that we even put
after
this fucker
fucking
on this
10 minutes.
Oh my god!
We spent too much time for James.
That was horrible. You should genuinely be ashamed.
All right, disqualify.
Who is it? Right?
Wait, I found another clip.
No.
Wait, no, this one's shorter. No. This one's shorter, I swear. I swear it's short.
You ran out of chances.
It's like less than a minute long, right?
A minute long?
No, no, okay, it's 30 seconds.
Who votes
give me,
no?
Hey, wait.
No.
Please give me 30 seconds, all right?
No.
All right?
Okay,
all right? Here we go.
Some fruity robot named Poodle Man.
And no one's going to think that's funny.
He said turtle.
Shut up. That seals
all right, Cat in the Hat, right?
Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, it's Cat in the Hat.
It's funny, like it says,
God, that took so long.
Sinbad wins because he said Turtle Man.
Dude.
Fruity and Turtle Man.
It's Turbo
just to
Man.
Be, just to be clear, I just continued playing the same Turbo clip.
Under us, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know.
No, when I, that was the second clip. It was the same clip. Well, Turbo, sorry, not Turbo Man. Cat in the Hat
takes the prize.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should have.
Oh, this is horrible. Oh, yeah. You want some?
Oh, I chopped it off.
Son of a.
Come pick an A-ter.
All right, guys.
Doesn't he pick up his mom's the picture of his mom and his hat goes boing?
He can have hat erection. That's a power. All
right, fellas, let's move on to our next round, shall we?
What? I can't hear you.
Let's move on to our next round, shall we?
That's good.
This is time for a message from our sponsors.
Yeah?
Bouncy.
Really? Frickin- oh, okay.
What was it?
Bouncy baboons.
It was, hang on.
How about baboons, this? Baboony, bouncy barrel balloons.
How about this, guys?
What's the next round? Come on.
Oh yeah!
But James is really committed to his sound. He is really committed.
He loves that soundboard. All right, next round.
Next round. Everyone's excited about it.
I love next it. 16 ecstatic.
I am flying.
She's busting at the seams.
Getting burnt out.
This round is Eddie Murphy from Norbit versus Patience Phillips as
Oh my god! Oh no.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here we go.
It's Eddie Murphy at, what's her name in Norbit?
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Respucia.
Well, I thought its name was Norbit.
No.
Norbit is the scrawny guy that's, like, overpowered by his, like, overly aggressive fat wife.
Also played by Eddie
also
Murphy.
Yeah. But we're going to do, no, it's not Norbit, it's Respucia.
We're doing Respucia from Norbit, yes.
Oh.
It's a different entirely.
I didn't. She has the power of seduction. For this one.
She has the power of seduction. Whoa.
Doesn't she?
She can do. She can seduce patient. Well, right.
She has the power of getting what she wants.
But they seduce each other.
They. Oh, maybe
the power of
getting what she wants.
She has the power of getting.
She does
what
have
she
the
wants.
Power of. She's like.
But Halle Berry's feisty.
So like she can just go to Patience Phillips and be like, she can go to Patience Phillips and she can be like, you have a girlfriend, and Patience Phillips will be like, no, well you do now,
and then she'll just latch onto her.
Yeah.
Or she can go up and be like, I read your handwriting. That used to be a loser, and now the way you write. Sorry makes you cool. Remember?
Yeah, she has,
I have
Cat
never
Woman
seen
has,
this movie.
Catwoman has the power to.
Oh, Catwoman.
Catwoman
write
has
that.
The power of consistent handwriting.
Yeah, which is crucial in her battle against Respucia. What a great sentence.
I don't know.
Who do you say?
I'm siding with Patience Phillips.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She can distract Respucia with like a brown paper bag, right? It says hot wings. But Respucia, being, she's not stupid. She can recognize Patience Phillips' handwriting.
Oh my God. It says hot wings.
Because
hot
it's
wings
identical.
On. And she goes, oh, this looks like an independent sassy cat lady.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how the cop found out.
Yeah, the cop, the sexy cop guy.
The sexy cop guy.
Who was kind of creepy.
But then again, if they were fighting and R&B music was on.
Oh, then it's a different story.
Yeah, that's a whole different story.
Well, I think she'd win regardless of the R&B music, to be honest. I don't quite know what Respucia brings to the fight.
Do you know how heavy Respucia is?
At least 10 pounds.
Or
at least 10 pounds.
Upwards of 10.
I could bench her.
You could bench Respucia. You go, I want to put some weight on, put Respucia on.
All right, guys. We got to make a call, because this is...
Similar to Fat Bastard, she can shake the ground when she walks. It's like she has similar Fat Bastard powers.
She's like Rachel's cat.
But she's Catwoman and she can control the cat.
Can she but what's the thing?
I'm not saying that Respucia is a cat.
Here's the thing. Same. Catwoman's powers are she can perch, right?
Oops.
She can do sweet moves. But here's the thing. She gets on the walls. Respucia just does a stomp kick and the earth shakes and she falls off the wall. Dude.
That is true. Cats don't like when they're off the
balance.
That's
a curveball I didn't see coming.
Yeah, rendering her a yarn ball even. Rendering her useless.
Yeah. And like besides, like, you know, it's proven in Norbit that when Respucia got in the tub when she was taking a bath, she said, "How you doing?" And then like all the water from
the
tub
splashed
out. And if that water came in contact with Patience Phillips, it's
cats don't like water.
Cats don't like water.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So all Respucia needs is a bathtub.
And in the water park, she had a huge splash too.
The water park. They just have to fight at the water park.
They can't fight in the water. Just anywhere near water.
Cats hate water.
So Respucia's power is water.
Not all cats.
Respucia's.
Respucia. Sorry.
She has water
Most
powers.
Cats hate water.
She's like the aqua woman.
Rachel's cat
There was
hates
two
water.
Instances where
No, she
water...
doesn't. She stands on the toilet.
What? In it?
Yeah, she does it
sometimes.
Ew.
Your cat's weird. Put it down.
No. I've tried flushing it to
scare
make it a
her?
Bad
to see if
experience,
the cat will go
she
down.
She loves
guys.
It like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, she's like, ooh.
You're seeing guys. If the cat goes, whoa, and spins and goes down.
I have no idea who wins this.
Dude,
we're going to have to take a vote.
I think 16 is the deciding factor.
16.
Because she hasn't chimed in about Respucia.
I've just been thinking a lot.
Oh, okay.
Well, speak up. Tell the kids back home what you feel.
I'm going to have to go with them.
Respucia?
Oh, yeah.
Hallycat.
Oh, Hallycat.
Hallycat.
Well, there you have it. It goes to Catwoman.
I think she did pretty good. I think she followed. I think if she'd been against somebody else, she might have done it. Really. Yeah.
Catwoman takes it.
This hat, dude, James, this happens to every guest. They go, oh, God. Jake Helton loved the sounds at the beginning. By the end, he was like, oh, I see where they're coming from. Oh.
No, the soundboard's the best part of the podcast.
I think it's just the fact that it's right in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
The soundboard's the best host.
Well, it's not.
Mm-hmm. He should lead us in one time, the soundboard.
Yeah. The soundboard would lead in like this.
All right, round
this
four.
Is... Whoa, guys. We randomized this bracket, but this is an amazing matchup.
Because I know who I need to fight at some point.
Who?
I don't know what round this is.
Oh, I can't spoil.
Oops, wrong button.
What round?
Guys, it's still overall round two, but this is the last round in round two.
Oh, this is going to be easy. Dude, we're only at an hour 20.
Yeah.
It's like a normal episode.
Yeah, but we're still got like two more rounds to go, but they're all shorter than the previous. Actually, this one was longer than the first round, to be honest.
Oh. Yeah. All right, let's go.
The little inside baseball for you guys.
Inside baseball?
On how it works. This round is The Blob from X-Men Origins Wolverine. The Blob versus The Juggernaut.
Oh, my. Dude, this is the age-old debate, bro.
Yeah. Who would win?
Because the Juggernaut... is unstoppable, but the Blob is immovable.
Yeah.
That's his power.
The Blob.
No, that's the thing. That's what that is. It's a big comic book debate, bro.
It actually is.
No, the Blob is called the immovable object, and the Juggernaut is the is unstoppable. So it's like, who wins?
Science.
They can't move the Blob, but you can't stop the Juggernaut, bitch.
Yeah. I'm gonna, right.
Well, let's fix the situation then. What situation would they be?
I'm gonna edge.
They're fighting.
Well, off the bat,
the Blob,
I
don't know. Maybe he.
Dude, well, the Blob. Don't forget this. The Blob in X-Men Origins Wolverine is a boxer.
No, that's a hobby of his.
Yeah, but a hobby is still something you can do.
Oh, he can box. Yeah, he can box.
He can box.
Maybe we got to switch the object. Who would die first? What if they just outlasted each other?
And then looking at a picture of the Blob is so funny to me.
That's the thing. That's a good thing. James.
What?
The Blob. Who? Here's the thing. They both would have to die of exhaustion because you can't. They wouldn't be able to kill each other.
So right? No. Because here's the thing.
So who's why I'm saying the Blob would die first because of
his fat. Here's what I'm saying. Here's why I'm saying the Blob would win.
Oh, you're
because
going, okay,
no, and here's why. Yeah, and here's why. Because the blob
really absorbs any sort of blunt force that's hit on him, and it
bounces
doesn't affect
it.
Him out. And that's all the Juggernaut has. He's all like flat surfaces and blunt force when
he
attacks.
But he can't be stopped.
But that's all he has. He doesn't have any defense. Is the thing. He only has attack. The Blob can also punch back. So while the Juggernaut's punching at him and it's doing nothing, then the Blob comes in with a power punch from the side and punches him in the head.
And breaks his arm, though.
No, he wouldn't break his arm.
Yeah, the Juggernaut.
No, the Juggernaut's just a dude that's strong.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the Blob...
Yeah, but he has no defense. He spent all of his points in strength.
He spent all his points at the point store.
He spent all his stats on strength.
At the strong store.
He has no persuasion.
Well, the Blob does have reverberation abilities. Right?
So you explain
punch
that.
You punch into his stomach and it goes right, wait, it goes, it makes a noise.
I follow you.
It goes like this, it goes like this. Yeah.
I didn't have the soundboard pulled
y'all
up. Y'all
timed this
time
so badly.
Life.
And it sends Juggernaut's fist back into his own face. Because the only one that can beat Juggernaut is the Juggernaut.
Dude, that's how it ends.
I think we've solved the age-old debate of the Blob versus the Juggernaut.
Oh yeah, he punches. It only takes one punch.
Because I don't agree that the Blob could punch the Juggernaut and it would hurt him.
Yeah, but
it would not.
He
a
would
punch from the
but,
Blob would not because they boxed with Wolverine and it hurt and it was like not that bad.
Well, I'm saying because he uses claws.
Yeah, you can slice up the Blob.
Yeah, let me
tell you a secret.
But who has the bigger star power?
The Blob.
The Blob.
They keep making all these Blob reboots.
Dude, Disney owns the blob now.
They won't let the blob die.
I'm going to start campaigning for a real blob movie now that Disney owns the X-Men rights.
Can he be
rights.
The next princess?
The next Disney princess, the blob.
He'll be the next animated Disney film,
like
Blob.
Frozen. It's just called Blob.
No, I want it R-rated.
Blob. The re-bloop.
Blob. The re-bloop.
All right. Blob's are we giving it to the blob?
The blob takes it.
The blob.
Guys, the blob takes it.
He does have the funnier costume.
Stop saying the blob.
Oops, I clicked on something I didn't mean to click on.
I like how like the majority of these are the majority of these contestants, I can't speak today, are mostly fat.
Yeah. Because when you do dumb movie costume, it's mostly people in fat suits.
Yeah,
there are a lot of fat suits.
That's saying a lot of negativity to fat people.
No. Negativity to people in fat suits.
Yeah, in fat suits.
Yeah.
In fats, overly yeah. fat suits.
Yeah, the yeah. fats. I have a great relation with the fats. My best friend is fat. It's fine.
I vote for a fat president a third time if I could.
Yeah.
Trump's right. fat?
Oh. Never mind.
He is. Yes, never mind.
Not fat enough to meet my friend.
Yeah.
Not fat enough.
All right, next round.
Guys, we're in round three. So let's take a moment to appreciate round three.
A moment of silence for the juggernaut. Oh, my Lord.
Round three starts. The first round in round three.
Starts right now.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Starts right now.
All right. Madea, post Madea goes to jail, versus Booster from Jingle All the Way.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Madea, she's got a fucking gun. Dude.
Yeah, but he has a jetpack.
So?
Dude, does Madea have a jetpack?
She has a gun.
Yeah, but how many?
And a shiv.
Let me ask you.
A shiv
made out of a toothbrush. She's in prison, Madea.
She's out of prison.
She's out. She's got her skills.
How
though.
Many? Yeah, she has the skills. She could.
She got
make.
That purse. She can make a shiv out of a fucking
basically
toothbrush.
Because she came from prison. Literally, Booster would need to get got.
I got a question for you.
Wait a question.
All right,
James.
How many?
Are you going to get really into Booster again?
How many?
You need to calm down about Booster.
Wait a second. How many jetpacks did Madea come across in jail? None. She doesn't know how to deal
Here's
with that.
Here's the thing. Madea is a first class criminal.
That's all
you
do.
She
Dude,
can just
the whole
steal,
point of jail
she
is
can
adapting.
She can steal either the suit or the jetpack.
She can adapt. She was in prison. You got to adapt to survive in prison.
Like, give me
well,
a jetpack.
Let me ask you a question. Another question. I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, I know. You got a lot of questions with a lot of answers.
Well,
we have answers.
What kind of gun she got in the movie? A pistol?
Doesn't matter what. She has a gun.
Yeah. No. It does matter. It does matter. It's not a Thompson submachine gun. You liar. Hiram, it's a pistol.
You liar.
It's a revolver.
It's either a revolver, pistol, or a handgun.
It's a snub-nosed pistol.
But I've been saying pistol.
But here's the thing. Here's your trick that you think of. Booster picks her up. She shoots him.
Dude, no. That's not what I was gonna say. I was gonna say if he flies in the air. The pistol will be useless.
Yeah, well, if it
yeah, but
doesn't
he,
hit the jetpack,
yeah,
but he still has to kill her.
She has aim, too. She can beat the crap out of him and then shoot
so
him in
So
what
you're
air.
Saying is he's going, and he's just flying in circles?
Is he an acrobat with a
pistol,
jetpack?
Some pistols don't shoot that far.
Yeah, also, but he has to get in close. Yeah. He has no range
also,
abilities.
Also, James, isn't your argument for him being able to kill people with a jetpack that he can lift them
no,
up
No, 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 that was
them?
Just for that one. No, that was, hey, that was just for that one, and plus the jetpack. Here's how he gets her.
He's got no range. She's got a gun.
Wait, no. Follow this scenario.
Okay.
They're facing off.
Why do you keep breaking?
She pulls out the gun
like this.
Because it's funny.
I got a question.
All right. She pulls out a gun. He flies in the air. She's shooting at him. She's missing because the gun doesn't go that far.
Then he takes off his gold shorts and drops them on her face. She can't see. And he sneaks up on her and snaps her neck.
How can he sneak up on her? He's like,
he flies behind her.
Dude, here's the thing. In prison, you can't get... If she survived prison, she's
really
dealt with
think?
People sneaking
well,
by sneak up,
I mean just fly up behind her really fast before she can take the pants off
up.
Her face.
All right.
If you're
going to argue that the gun's not that fast, don't argue about the jetpack being an amazing.
Dude, the jetpack's amazing. Yeah, the
if somebody drops a pair of pants on your face, it takes you all of half a second. What are the odds?
What are the odds of her having paint?
Yeah, but Rachel, how many times you had gold shorts dropped on your face?
I love that he said that like that was the...
Well,
how is Booster going to take those pants off with his paws?
What?
His paws. How is he going to take his pants off?
Yeah,
dude, how does he put them on?
They come on
the same way.
He was born that way.
Dude,
they come
on.
He has thumbs. Booster has thumbs.
But the
are you bringing up thumbs again? You can't do that.
No, I'm just saying that's how he takes off and puts on the shorts.
How does he kill her with a jetpack? I still want to know that. Like, if she's missing with the gun.
And then he gets close. She has no gun. She shivs him.
Well, he's just got to wait for her to run out of ammo.
She has hand-to-hand.
She has a shiv.
Yeah, and he could just turn around and boost the jetpack and burn her to death with the flame.
She can fight. She has a shank. And she has a gun.
Well, she has that perfume in her purse. She can shoot it at the
queen. Dude, and that'll go. That doesn't work that way. It'll burn back into the perfume and blow her up.
And make her more powerful.
She carries a purse. She carries a purse with her. She carries a purse with her, and he won't even know that the gun is even coming. She can just approach him with a purse.
We all want Medea to win.
Is that purse flammable, right, though?
Hey,
is that
majority purse flammable? Majority rules, Medea wins.
Well, wait a second. No. I'm making one last argument.
I'm making one last argument.
Oh, you might get me.
Booster, wait, and this will get you, Jake. Booster has a big white T on his chest.
What does that mean?
Wait a second.
That stands for turbo.
She'll be sitting there trying to come up with what the T stands for.
Yeah.
She'll be so distracted.
She wouldn't care.
She'll drop her gun.
She's like, does this have anything to do with the Bible? No.
T for the
Bible. The T stands for hope.
The T stands for
Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
She loves that verse.
She loves that verse. That's her Bible. That's her favorite Bible scripture.
But Medea.
She can just shoot him.
I'm sorry. Booster made it one round, though.
Sorry for the Booster, though.
Nobody likes you, Booster.
No. Booster's really good, guys.
You're not putting in Booster. Please, God.
I'm not putting in Booster. It's
all
okay.
All right.
But
we're taking a moment. I they can still hear you on the thing.
Oh, sorry.
They can hear your ulterior motives over there.
I know what she would
he
win.
Wants
she,
a Medea match.
This is honest.
I wouldn't be conceding.
I even
if
came
I knew
around on
would.
The stupid Tony Shalhoub, so.
I'll take a moment for Medea.
You mean Booster?
I mean Booster.
Sorry. Booster, from humble beginnings, started with a very simple yet respectable fight against Mr. Freeze. Actually, just kidding. That was Medea.
Is this going to take...
Tony Shalhoub from Spy Kids.
All right.
It was hotly contested, but against all odds, he won because he's just that kind of guy. Unfortunately, his luck didn't last because the next person he came up against was the one, the only Medea post-prison. So I guess there's not just one Medea, but there are
Medea
two Medeas. PP. It's not the one and the only because there's two Medeas. But boy, oh boy.
Why is it picking up so fast? The song gets speedy.
But boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. All the jetpacks in
the
world.
Dude, we're getting into the second verse
of the song. All the jetpacks in the world can't stop against a good girl with a pistol.
With a shiv.
All right. We gave him his due time.
I hope someone speaks at my funeral like that.
16. I will. She came from humble beginning.
I'll outlive you out of spite so that I can talk at your funeral like that.
But start talking about Booster for some reason.
I will. I'll say that exact speech about Booster, and I'll talk about his tournament.
All right, next round.
All right, guys, next round.
Are we in the next bracket now?
We're still in round 3. But we've got the Mask from Son of the Mask versus Medea pre-prison.
Oh,
pre-prison.
The son
he
of the fucking mask.
Out.
Now I'm sad because I wanted Medea to fight. Because
it would have been, if she won this round, it would have been Medea versus Medea. But man.
It makes some arguments, man.
Oh boy.
No.
Okay. Make some arguments. I will not.
Dude, I don't know if I can.
I know, it's kind of hard.
It's really
well, here's the thing.
He's invulnerable.
Yeah, but is he though?
But what if she
unless he
uses
decides,
religion?
The mask Loki said suffers no permanent damage.
He has the power of Loki. She has he has the power of Loki, but he has the power of Jesus.
Yeah, but wait. Also, what if? Because you said that the only way he can, Jesus,
bang bang.
The only way he can be defeated is if he chooses to take off the mask.
Yeah, so how do you
so
get
what
him
if Medea has a heart-to-heart conversation with him, sees
and
through
then
the mask.
She takes the mask. Holy shit. This
bitch is a real.
We did.
She's
it.
A real trooper.
Iris wide eye expression at me. Holy shit!
Oh my god!
Like he's Topeka, Kansas.
She can take the mask, bro.
Topeka,
how?
Kansas.
Well, she's Medea.
Explain to me how she could.
She
get
doesn't.
Him.
She has. She does. She has. A, she still has a gun, by the way.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a shiv.
How does she have a gun?
She's not from prison. She always has a gun before she had before she was in prison.
But it's less prison.
Pre and post prison, she's always had a gun.
Yeah.
So
I found out the microphone works better like this.
Oh. That's how I did it. Oh. Erect.
So much
better. Oh no.
Oh god.
Anna can hear me from further away.
Like, yeah, can you get it up? Can you get your mic up?
But we're gonna be so much louder than you because we're so close.
As
can
is.
You dig it?
No one's ever louder than me. I don't like I'll that. Turn you all down. I'll mute all of your channels.
When he goes, this is an ASMR video now.
No. I don't know, guys.
No. God.
You gotta kiss it.
Y'all are losing fans by a second. I'm not putting this headphones back on.
Would you like a haircut today?
Let me cut your hair.
Relaxation.
Oh, that's good.
Good 16.
We gotta make a. That's funny. All right.
One week we'll just have an ASMR episode where it's an hour and a half of us just making weird noises into the microphone.
We'll take craft singles that'll
be,
and open them.
That'll be the That'll be the episode where
ants.
I don't have the
ants. Ant-Man.
Dude, that'll be the episode where I don't have the soundboard.
Yeah, let's just be us.
Yeah.
We have to fill an hour.
An hour, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
All right, we've gotten sidetracked enough, guys. The mask versus Medea.
I'm still the mask. I want Medea to fight Medea, but I got to be fair, you know?
But you got to answer my question. What if she has a heart-to-heart conversation with them?
I don't feel like she'd have the time to. I think he wouldn't listen.
The time to? This is what all they're doing is in this fight.
They're fighting.
But like,
but she goes, wait.
The mask reflects the user, so.
She does have a heart-to-heart with people.
Would he
she
be
does
willing
give them
to
advice.
Sit down?
Yeah. If there's anything I know about Tyler Perry movies, is that they always have some sort of forced moral in them.
Now, here's the thing. We're not in a movie.
Yeah.
Where
plus
the characters.
Well, yeah, but the character lives in the world of the movie, so she'd always have a forced moral.
But then we'd have to use the sons of the
you're
mask.
Assuming that he would give her the time to sit down and have
a
conversation
without
whipping out a bazooka.
But here's what I also know is that that character didn't have a very good relationship with his mother.
And
he has a deep. Listen, guys, I'm an expert on Son of the Mask. No, Son of the Mask. I said
sorry.
It correctly.
Son of a bitch.
And he doesn't have a great relationship with his mother, and the mask reveals his deepest desires. What if his deepest desire is just for a mother figure?
Medea is winning with her motherliness.
Medea has a mother. Like, for real, she does have motherly qualities to her. She did adopt some. She did adopt a struggling kid.
Was that pre?
It's true.
Prison?
No,
post. Oh yeah, pre prison.
Yeah, it was a play.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
They have plays.
Yeah, Tyler Perry, before he did films that were shitty,
artist.
He did plays.
No, but we talked about these are only movies.
Yeah.
But even before this,
it's the same character. It's the same character.
No.
His movies are...
No, you said earlier.
No, because you said pre-prison.
His movies are the same as his plays. Like, all of his movies have been adaptations of his plays.
Oh, so that, yes.
So it still counts.
So it still counts.
Yeah. That's fine, but still, I don't think they would be able to sit down and have a heart-to-heart.
I didn't say they sit down. She could yell it across the way.
Hey.
But she has to get close.
Well, that's when she gets his attention. That's when she gets his attention.
But
he has a gun, too.
But I can say that she can also say that in the daytime. Because the mask only is effective at night, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You might be right.
Well, here's the better argument for that.
But we can't think about that anymore.
She holds him off. She stalls.
Dude, this argument would totally work any other time that just... She waits till daytime. Remember when it was remember in the last one when it was the hologram? You're like, dude, the hologram. I was like, all they have to do is wait till the hologram runs out of batteries and then they win.
So all she has to do is not confront him until daytime.
But he would find her.
Not if she's always running away. Medea's
faster
fast.
Than her.
Dude, Medea's fast.
No, she's not. She's not Fat Albert.
Medea is Chicago's.
Not as fast as that.
She's the
Usain
Chicago
Bolt.
Wind. Yeah, she's the Chicago wind.
Hiram, confirm. Is she? She's not fast. She's a normal.
She moves kind of quick, but,
but not as quick as
she's
the fast.
She's not
as
fat,
the mask.
She's not Fat Albert fast.
No.
But she does. She is like beat the crap out of like.
Well, we got to put it to a vote.
I'm Google searching. Is Medea fast? I got a Fandango link for Boo a Medea Halloween
two
and Wikipedia article about Medea.
Let's read it.
We need to make power rankings for all of these characters.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
No, they'll automatically be in power rankings when we finish the bracket. This it does that for you.
This character is a tough, elderly black woman. That rules
in case
right
you didn't
there.
Know
is
that.
Is Loki a tough, elderly black woman? I don't think so.
That's a good question.
So it only takes a tough, elderly black woman to beat another tough, elderly black woman?
Do you understand the powers that tough, elderly black women have? I know by experience.
Not that many.
Yeah. What?
Compared to a mask.
Well, actually. The mask is an entity.
Vote.
Is Loki the one wearing the mask?
Guys.
No.
Okay, then where's the argument?
Medea is based.
It gives him the powers of Loki.
Yeah.
The powers of Loki is not the same as Loki. And it doesn't
rated M for mischief.
So you're saying the guy with the powers of Loki couldn't beat Medea?
Well, here's the thing. He has the power of mischief, not the power of combat.
Aha.
No, yeah, but
he
gets
the freaking hammer. It's not like it's the power of Thor.
Okay,
the Wikipedia said it fuels his violence and destructive tendencies.
Yeah, he beats up the cops at the beginning of the movie.
She beats up cops!
Yeah, but not as good. All right, we're putting it to a vote, all right? Okay?
A cartoonist and family man, Tim Avery, Jamie Kennedy, lives in a peaceful existence with his wife, as well as their infant son and dog. The curious canine finds a mask with mysterious properties. Both dog and baby create chaos with its powers. While Tim and Tanya try to contain the damage, the looking for the artifact. I'm almost done.
Crazy.
Resulting in more mishaps that ultimately incur the wrath of the deity's powerful father, Odin. The baby.
Hogan.
So the baby is the mask.
Screw that shit up.
The baby is the mask. The whole movie.
But still,
it's a baby.
All right. So let's put it to a vote.
But still, he's got the power of Loki.
Dude.
It's
a
baby.
A baby.
But it can,
he knows nothing.
This is not baby geniuses.
The power of Loki, it could beat Medea.
Yeah,
though.
But Jake, it's a baby.
Baby.
All right, vote it now.
I can't believe I'm living this.
I'm going to vote. I'm going this way.
Before you vote, let me show you the poster for Son of the Mask.
This will be good for a podcast. Oh, it's horrible.
The poster is the supporting cast standing in the back of this weird half fisheye lens, half normal lens. And in the front is a baby riding on a horse's back. Or on a dog's back, like he's a horse.
It's worse. It's a dog.
While holding the mask.
Wow. So there.
All right, we're going to vote. I'm going first. The mask. Hiram.
Medea.
Fuck you.
Medea from James.
The mask.
The mask.
Medea.
Damn. Wow. Oh, Medea.
No way.
How?
James,
you don't care about Medea that much.
You guys, here's the thing.
But it's a
this
baby.
Is same with prison Medea.
James, say it with
well,
me.
Well, no,
it's
Medea's still the
a
same.
A baby.
Medea's still the same before and after prison. She just
I did
knows
ask
more
that
prison
earlier.
Stuff.
Yeah. I was like, wait, is
she's
the baby
still the same?
I could have sworn it wasn't keep until. In, that's why I looked up the synopsis. I had to be sure.
So
and
that's
like,
not
oh,
a dumb costume worn by
keep,
a person.
Keep in mind, Medea is the same before and after she goes to prison, except for the shank.
I was thinking of the guy as when Loki becomes the mask and has the orange hair.
I can't, in good conscience, have the baby win when the baby was mostly CGI. That's not a costume.
You're right.
Also, the baby, what would the baby do? It'd just be mischievous and run around.
You're right,
because
I wasn't.
Things.
I didn't
it
think
a
it was
whole movie about what it does.
I wasn't thinking about the baby. I was thinking about the guy with the orange hair.
Yeah.
Well, you said
that's a different mask.
Rachel's been trying to get Medea to lose.
She hates Medea.
So,
Rachel's showing her bias.
I don't know why I've been fighting Medea for
everyone's
this long.
Biased.
I feel so ashamed. Like I
that's
hate.
I have no bias, especially about Booster.
Like I hate Tom Cruise the most.
Jake, would you like to take a moment for Son of the Mask? Would you like
no,
to say?
Okay.
Would you like to say
about
some
the baby?
Words?
You died so soon, baby. You were like two.
Jake would like to say a few words about the baby from Son of the Mask.
Hey, I'd like to chime in and say, pretty forgettable.
What, the baby?
The baby is... Well, we didn't even remember that the baby
no,
was the character.
Hiram,
would you like to say a few words about the baby from Son of the Mask?
I would.
I think you guys are thinking about Son of the... Like the mask.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the mask. All right, let's move on.
All right. Yeah, but Son of the Mask is funnier to talk
about. It's terrible. It's one of the worst movies ever made.
All right, guys. Let's move on to round three. That's not. It's not round three. That was just. Oh, it is. It is round three. Just right. kidding. Thank round God. Three of round three. Guys, this matchup is Ivan Ooze from the Power Rangers versus Mike Myers as the Cat in the Hat.
Damn!
Oh my God!
Oh boy!
This is a challenging Ooh,
this
is boy.
Actually,
oh
this
Lord!
This is pretty. Icky.
Dude, because he conjures up
the
ooze.
At this
yeah,
point.
He conjures up the ooze, but Cat in the Hat also can conjure up items from nothing and duplicate himself.
He can conjure up purple ooze,
so
too.
Can ooze too. They're at, oh, they're kind of unmatched.
They're kind of matched.
I'm gonna give us.
A 2 minutes. Oh, it, yeah. yeah, to save time.
All right, here we go. Cat in the Hat. You know why?
Yeah.
Because he has abilities beyond the reaches of Ivan Ooze's ooze.
Two minutes isn't going to be long enough for this matchup.
Just go. Come on. You're already like, I've got a lot to say.
I've got a, well, I don't have a, I don't necessarily have a lot to say. I think it should go to Cat in the Hat. I know
right?
Ivan Ooze has seemed extremely powerful
thus
far.
He has a lot
far,
of Ooze abilities.
But everything he can do, I contend that Cat in the Hat can also
do. He can
do.
Also do.
Yeah.
He can create
yeah. more.
Anything he can do. Some. Like, Cat in the Hat can do as much as the actual mask.
It sounds like we all agree it's Cat
yeah.
in the Hat.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Well,
right.
well, I want to weigh the options. While we still have like 30 seconds
yeah.
left.
Well, we have a whole minute. But Ivan Ooze, I guess he can create ooze-like henchmen, right?
He can create ooze-like
yeah.
henchmen.
But
Cat in the Hat can also create henchmen.
Yeah, he can
duplicate
himself.
Thing one and thing two, yeah, he can duplicate
well,
himself.
Well, we can't
can
bring in
ooze.
Other characters, but he can do.
He makes cupcakes that explode. That's basically ooze.
Whoa.
He actually makes ooze. That cancels out
Dude, he makes the cupcakes.
Ivan Ooze has got nothing on the
cat. Ivan Ooze
Dude,
does
yeah,
not have
the
cupcake in it.
Plus, he doesn't go, oh yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. If Ivan Ooze did said, oh yeah, he might have a chance.
He doesn't
yeah.
have any catchy phrases.
So it might be, it's got to be the cat. All
right.
It's actually really short.
Guys, we did
Poor
it
Ivan
in
Ooze.
2 minutes.
Well, I know, I told you.
I can't believe Ivan Ooze actually made it this long.
Dude,
he
yeah.
did pretty good.
He
has,
actually did pretty good.
Dude, if
what
you,
cat would win?
He did
cat in the Hat or Alley Cat?
So oh, the cats. Oh, I hope to God the cats.
The power of the battle of the cats. Ivan Ooze, you were a formidable foe in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie, which is a shitty movie, and you were a shitty villain, but
hey.
You had pizzazz.
And
a
ooze.
Purple pizzazz. And
you
ooze.
Ooze. I didn't know Ivan Ooze personally, but...
Why are you speaking at his funeral?
But because he lost the match and he's dead.
To Ivan Ooze's funeral.
Hey man,
but
just taking
a time. If I know anything about Ivan Ooze, I know that he's an Oozy boy.
Next one, an Oozy boy. I hope to God no one who listens to this like
well,
on
that
iTunes
was a
laughs.
An Oozy boy.
I hope people do not laugh when they hear that.
I hope
people go like this. They go what?
I hope people say that about me at my funeral. I knew James
boy?
Halleck. I knew he was an oozy boy.
You don't want people to say that about you. James, he was known
it
for his oozing.
So many things.
All right, next one. It's been more than 2 minutes now.
Was it?
Yeah. Much,
guys,
much
this
more.
Is our last round in the third round. Patience Phillips' Catwoman versus the Blob. Dude.
Oh my
she's met her match. It's the Blob. It's the Blob.
Like the bastard all over again.
Can I say this? What, like, all of her whole round was like, her whole existence in this tournament was like, her fighting fat people the entire time.
And she keeps
yeah.
going up against fat people.
Yeah.
She keeps going up against all these fat
yeah,
people.
But, yeah,
but
this one.
Is immovable, and the Blob could defeat her.
So he doesn't
yeah.
just have to move? She can move around?
She can move.
Yeah, but she'll punch him and it doesn't do it.
Okay,
so
she has claws. Cat claws.
She has claws.
Oh, yeah,
they're
she
not
has
claws
strong
and
enough
she has
to pierce.
She
can definitely
she has
if she can climb on walls, she can shred through Blob.
And oh. she has the power of cat powers. A cat breathed into her mouth, man. Did a cat breathe into the Blob?
What?
Have you seen Catwoman?
No.
A
cat
we
breathing
have.
Into the Blob.
And
Rachel hasn't even seen
the
Catwoman. We've seen it.
You haven't seen Halle Berry.
No, we watched it for our
podcast.
I thought it was Michelle Pfeiffer.
No. This is the Halle. This is the Halle Berry.
This is a question for Jake and James.
This is a
bad one. And what music was playing when Wolverine was boxing the Blob?
I'm looking up that scene right now. Actually,
what music? Oh, if it's R&B music.
If it's R&B, the Blob is
no.
Fucked.
Of course, it's not. It's no, it's like country
That's
music.
That's the conclusion we come to.
It's just funny. It'll be really funny if it's like the Cat in the Hat versus Patience Phillips.
Oh, I'm gonna need more time than that.
Oh,
this clip is 10 minutes.
No,
it's not. It's not at all. It's
swear
not.
To God. No, let's not do that. It's fine.
Well, I just want to know what kind of music right, they're listening to.
All
right.
Then.
All right. Put it to a vote. It's Blob. Come on, Fred. You want to get in shape? You gotta is that Will.i.am?
Yeah. Did you just see that crap?
What?
Look, no, look, he punches. He punches. Listen to this. I'll explain what's happening to the fans. They're watching the blob fight, and he hits the guy once, and he flies across the entire room.
Oh, he gets one punch on Catwoman. She's done. So.
She's dead. But can he land a punch?
And then he drinks a Slurpee.
Dude,
he's not even fazed.
That's not even with music. Damn.
And that was after. And that was after almost a full minute.
All right, vote.
Yeah.
I vote Catwoman, hire him.
You vote Catwoman?
No, sorry, the blob. No!
Too bad. Hire him. Take backs.
I gotta vote Catwoman, just be different.
No!
No, hire him.
You bastard!
I'm voted by them, they're gonna go Catwoman. Don't just be different. Listen, this is my
argument. Who would win?
After after a full minute of being punched in the stomach, this guy just punches him once.
Do you know how many people she beat up and say cat got your tongue?
You gotta let him
pick. That was only one guy.
Alright, that's one superpowered guy. That's like saying, dude, you know how many people Hawkeye has killed? He could totally take Captain America.
She has the power of CGI, terrible CGI parkour.
James, this is a practical effect. You get your people to win just for wearing us down from sheer exhaustion.
Hire him. Pick
I'm
who
a
do
good
you
arguer.
Huh?
Who do you want?
I'm going
the blob, and I think it's the right answer.
Rachel.
I'm going Catwoman.
Rachel 16. Doesn't have no idea.
Wait, what was the vote so far?
Why blob,
2-2. Vote?
Blob, it's Catwoman. Blob, Catwoman.
16 is in the tough
Here
spot.
We go. 16,
before you make
Who
your decision, watch
win?
This.
Don't
watch,
you?
Watch, no. Watch this footage.
Come on, Fridge.
He's punching the blob on, right now, Fridge. And it's doing nothing. And then the blob punched him once, and he flew across the room.
First of all, that's very biased. This is a very biased clip because he only showed the clip from the blob.
Yeah.
Perspective. So,
didn't even show a clip from
Well,
Catwoman.
Name me a
Plus,
clip.
No, that, God, no, just
that
go.
That guy was trying to fight him by standing in one spot. Of
16, who do you want? Don't let him
punch.
Look up another clip.
No. See, it's the claws that do it for me. Maybe.
Yeah.
Then it's the Catwoman?
It's Catwoman.
All right, it's Catwoman. It's, she won. I'm sorry, James.
That's
we both
lame.
Lost.
That's lame.
If the people at home could see our clips, that's fine, but they can't.
I described what was happening to them.
I know.
Look up the scene from the blog.
If you're watching this podcast and you're not doing the homework of looking up the scene for yourself, I think you should stop. The blob was made a good fight.
All right.
I don't have anything else to say about the blob. He's one of the reasons we made this dang thing.
I know. He went out, him and Booster.
I know. This episode sucks.
All right, who's up?
Guys, we're in the semifinals. You guys aren't cut out for this podcast.
It's been 2 hours.
We just talk
Dude,
and talk
like
and talk.
It's like running a marathon before learning how to walk.
It's great.
Guys,
the baby from Son
of the first round of the semifinals is the Madea showdown. Madea post-prison and Madea pre-prison.
Oh my God.
I think this is an open and shut case, man.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be Madea post-prison unless Madea pre-prison talks to her about how nice she used to be.
Yeah, because pre is more, I would think, is more connected to religion.
Like, remember the good old days when you weren't in jail?
Yeah, and we get her. And then while she's reminiscing, she stabs her with her own shank.
Oh man!
Oh, holy shit!
Holy shit! But I will say, though,
like, you need Jesus.
But like, you know,
yeah,
like,
you
see,
need
the
Jesus,
thing is, they outclass
girl.
Each other because they both have guns. But Madea has a shank, and she could beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, if it's a fight to the death, it's got to be post.
It's got to be post. Yeah.
Post jail Madea. It's so
yeah, because pre jail Madea wouldn't be able to kill herself.
Did you almost
yeah,
say premarital.
Pre Madea.
Premarital.
All right. Post Madea takes it. In the fastest round so far.
Oh my God.
That was actually pretty quick.
I'm not
well,
going to do sad
hard.
Music for Madea.
Yeah, just go.
Because she's technically still in it.
And you did one sad one, and it was pretty funny.
I did several sad ones.
I know.
guys, it's the cat. The cat's
the
out
cat
of the
round.
Bag. The cat round.
This is honestly the reason why I chose
I call
cat.
Yes.
Dude, you
I
suck.
No,
dude.
The cat, come on, the cat in the hat with the,
this should be the blob.
The Catwoman?
Dude, this should be the blob right now. Hire him.
No, it should not.
No, we already voted.
I didn't pick pre-Madea just to have the Madea showdown. I picked it because I could think of a way that she
That's
would
fine,
win.
That's fine, but I want to... Let's
I
think
you
cat
wrong.
This is still funny, though,
right.
Because it's actually kind of a match.
Mike Myers as Cat in the Hat from Cat in the Hat.
Oh, here's
versus
the thing.
Patience Phillips from Catwoman.
It's Mike Myers, dude.
It is, yeah, Mike Myers.
It's definitely.
It's
Cat
like
in the Hat.
Yeah. Almost easy, you know.
Yeah,
he can
could have been a match if it was the Blob.
No, it wouldn't.
He has vehicles.
She doesn't have a hat.
Like, Cat the Hat has cats. He can easily outclass the Blob.
He out-crazies her crazy.
Yeah, he's
crazier than
Halle Berry.
It's true.
Exactly.
He could make that skin cream that she's trying so hard to get rid of.
He's actually smarter than people think. Like, he would outclass the Blob because he has different gadgets.
Well, he's not fighting the Blob.
I know, but if you say it would have been a match if it was the Blob in there. It would have been a match either way.
Here's the thing. Catwoman says, meow, and the Blob and Cat in the Hat says, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They would have
the same tone, though.
Damn. They would have a catchphrase match.
You can't...
It's Cat in the Hat, guys.
It's Cat in the Hat.
It's Cat in the Hat.
Know your audience, folks.
These were lame. Yeah. These were easy finals.
I feel like we had harder.
Well,
like,
let's be honest. This is a dumb bracket.
Yeah, this is a dumb bracket.
Dumb.
But it's good, though.
All right, let's do our third place round first, and then we'll go to the finals.
All right.
For battle for third, Madea. Pre-Madea goes to jail versus Patience Phillips as Catwoman. Here's the catch.
Oh, Lord.
Madea's got a gun.
Yeah, but Catwoman's so swift because she fought a bunch of guys with guns. And
she did.
But those were guys with guns.
Oh, right. Well, this isn't just any person. What? This isn't just any guy. It's a guy in a suit.
No, Madea in the movie is a woman.
Criminals.
Yeah. They shoot people for a living.
Yeah, that's their job.
We're not saying the actor. The character of Madea is a woman.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, that is correct, but...
And
yeah,
is trained.
What does that have to do with it?
Wait, what?
Trained with guns.
She's trained from the streets, basically.
Are you guys from Madea beating Catwoman?
No.
I'm just laying out the facts.
Catwoman has an advantage over Madea because Catwoman has actually fought men with guns.
Yeah, and Catwoman can lick her face.
Who were bodyguards and, like, guards who were trained to shoot when shit goes down.
And I heard they let anyone be a bodyguard these days.
That is true.
That is good.
I can't argue with that logic.
I guess it's Madea then. No.
No.
It's not Madea.
It
it's
has
Catwoman.
To be Catwoman.
It's
gotta be
Catwoman. Yeah, I just wanted to have fun.
Catwoman gets third.
All right. Catwoman, third place.
Blasting.
Should have known. Poop ball.
Catwoman.
I love that.
Guys,
is this the final?
This is it. Let me hype you guys up. We've gone on a long journey here, and we've had some decisions that not everyone agreed with.
You,
hey James,
not
James wasn't too thrilled about this.
Yeah.
You gotta timestamp these podcasts.
Oh yeah,
I will, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'd be able to do these things I'm trying to lead into a lot faster if I had good internet, and so I'm trying to bring up music. There we go. We're in the finals. Oh, it's...
All right, we're in the finals. They got it. Give us the people.
This is it. Switching. Madea, post-prison, versus Mike Myers as Cat in the Hat.
Oh, my...
Damn.
Oh, it's Mike Myers, though.
Cat
he can manipulate time and space.
That can't always come down to manipulating time and space.
It can if he can do it, though.
Yeah.
But does,
I mean,
not time,
but
not time.
Say,
but he can manipulate
space. Does the Cat in the Hat have Jesus on his side?
Dude, you keep using this Jesus thing?
I don't think so. But Cat in the Hat doesn't have faith. It doesn't have to mean Jesus.
Dude, here's the thing. Jesus loves everyone equally. If the Cat in the Hat asked Jesus, he would help him.
No, he hates that damn cat.
No, he doesn't.
Jesus
loves all the creatures of the earth.
Thou shalt not enjoy Mike Myers in a cat suit.
What verse is that? Look that
Matthew
up.
Matthew chapter 29, verse 57.
57? There aren't 57. Oh, whatever.
I know. I'm a good Christian.
You're a good Christian. Just said Jesus hates Mike Myers' his cat in the head.
Jesus didn't die. He looked at him like, I didn't die for his sins.
That's a freaking nature right there.
That's a freak.
But he has gadgets. Yeah. He has henchmen.
Gizmos aplenty.
He has gizmos aplenty.
He's got who's it's and what's it's
the Lord. He's got what's it.
He's got dingobots. I got 20.
Does it?
But he's who got cares? The quick, no big got, deal. He wants more.
He's got quick to slow.
Quick to the slow.
Son of a. He's got all of it, dude.
Dude, it's the Cat in the Hat. All right,
yeah,
wait.
The Cat in the Hat fucking won.
Wait a second. We got to go around and vote one at a time. All right. Jake. Wait, Hiram's got one more argument to make.
Wait a minute. First of all, Madea can also make cupcakes.
All right, let's go around and vote.
So can I, but that doesn't mean I can beat the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah,
but
you would get trounced.
His
biggest
weapon
was Cupcake and Aether. He used that to make his purple slime. And she can do the same thing.
There is no argument here.
Wait a second. But all right. Medea does have a gun.
Yeah, but Catwoman, I told. Uh-oh. Or Catman.
Like a whole computer.
He's like, oh, his name. He's like, oh yeah, she would be like, bang.
Well, dude, he can make a gun. He's got all those gadgets. He could use one of those things to suck her up.
But was there a gun in the movie?
No, because it's a kid's movie.
I didn't think so. He could have said, dirty hoe.
He wouldn't call her that.
He did say that.
To a hoe?
My whole computer just froze.
She can kick him in the nuts.
Oh, damn, it's over.
But it's fine. Because we're on the last round, so it's okay.
All right, I vote Cat in the Hat.
Hiram?
Man. Cat in the Hat.
I'm gonna go.
Stick to your guns.
I'm going Cat in the Hat.
Like, there's no way. Like, I tried to fight for Medea, but there's no fucking way. You can't do it.
Oops. The Cat in the Hat. And 16.
Did you already vote? Oh.
Le chat dans le chapeau.
I don't speak. Well, what was that? Medea.
What was that?
Medea takes it.
Medea takes it.
No, it was Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat wins, guys. I don't have the soundboard up because my computer froze. But
all right. If you guys want to email us questions for next week, email the Kung Fu Kids of Geekdom at gmail.com.
Do y'all have any emails this week?
No, we're not going to check.
No, we're not
going to
check emails. This episode's too dang long.
Wow.
And his computer froze.
No, it's back.
I know, but we're not
going to
check emails.
No, we're not. We're not checking emails. It's fine, guys.
Next week, our
next
picks are Army of Darkness, Dark Knight Rises,
and
Back to the Future
Part 3, Western Adventures.
Yeah, the Western Adventure.
All right.
Guys, it's been great. It's been fun. Let's do another one of these, hopefully a better one next
time.
Five
episodes.
Every five episodes, we'll do one of these. Our next one, can I announce it?
Because
I think our next one will be CGI Abominations.
Yeah, that'll be good.
If you have good ideas for people that we should include that you think are terrible CGI abominations, either that or we're just going to do CGI Star Wars characters.
Yeah, bad ones.
We'll let you know.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you
Email
next
us
week.
At kungfukidsofgeekdom.com. Please go rate us and review us on iTunes. It's how we can get real sponsors and not our fake sponsors that we make up.
They're so real. All right.
All right.
Bye. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Be really safe out there for reals.
No.
Bye,
it's a changed world out there.
Also email us and let us know if our judges were biased.
James is pissed.
That's not biased because we can't even see the answers.
All right, bye.
Oops.
Oh no, you're gonna have to edit this together.
Oh, it's not zipper? Plugged in.
Oh, it's okay. So quiet.
This is better.
This is louder. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes.